Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
Turned deadly in the U.S.
We have the first death of a child from the H1N1 flu virus, and this is in Texas, a 23-month-old child.
Dr. Richard Besser, the acting head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on the CBS Early Show. The sobering news comes amid reports of more cases here and abroad. So far, officials say the flu has stricken 66 people in 6 states. There are reports of cases in 9 countries. In New York City, where there are dozens of cases, CBS News correspondent Bianca Sorozano says there's been a run on one of the drugs known to be effective against swine flu.
Pharmacist Ari Nicolitsis hadn't sold Tamiflu in about a year, but now he's selling out. Of the 20 extra Tamiflu boxes he's ordered, half are already pre-sold.
Doctors were calling and patients were calling to see if we had it in stock.
It's not just Tamiflu. Some cities with swine flu cases have also seen a jump in sales of protective face masks, hand sanitizers, and latex gloves.
The swine flu has hit Mexico the hardest, and now authorities think they may have identified the person who spread the disease when it was at its most potent. Live to London and CBS News reporter Vicky Barker.
Mexican officials now believe the first person to die of the flu was a 39-year-old census taker who would have come into contact with at least 300 people when she was at her most contagious. Maria Adela Gutierrez was hospitalized with acute respiratory problems in the tourist city of Oaxaca on April 8th and died 5 days later. Britain's independent newspaper says that was 3 weeks before the virus was officially identified. Nick?
Before they try to, as they try to get a handle on the outbreak, CBS's John Blackstone reports one step Mexican officials have taken.
In Mexico City, the waiters have no one to serve but themselves. Restaurants have been ordered closed. Business was already down by 80%. On the streets of this city of 20 million people, surgical masks have become an accepted part of urban attire. Office workers say it's not easy to work this way.
I'm Peter King. Royal Caribbean Cruises says it's suspending stops in Mexico for its flagship line and celebrity cruises. Carnival says it's canceled ports of call for Mexico through its May 4th departures. The cruise line says it's working on alternative itineraries.
Well, today marks the 100th day of President Obama's administration. And the report card so far? Here's CBS News correspondent Bill Plant.
We've passed an economic recovery package with both short-term stimulus and long-term goals such as health care and clean energy.
We're putting Americans to work, doing the work that America needs done.
They'll say that they've passed a budget and medical care for children and an Equal Pay Act, and that they've done a lot to improve America's standing in the world. What's left unsaid, of course, is that the jury is still out on just how effective the stimulus is, whether Congress can ever agree on or fund health care or the clean energy program. So it's been quite a beginning, but the end is certainly not in sight.
I'm Dan Revive. Day in, day out, CBS News political analyst John Dickerson says Mr. Obama is trying to show he's a different kind of politician.
He's faced challenges perhaps like no other president, certainly of the modern era, when he comes in with an economy cratering. So his day is full of briefing papers and conversations and tough decisions he has to make. He's knee-deep into the presidency. He's not delegating a lot of it.
A CBS News New York Times poll this week found 3-1 job approval for Mr. Obama. Yet the public likes his style more than his policies.
I'm Peter Mayer at the White House.
I, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, do solemnly swear.
The presidential 100-day marker dates to 1933 and Franklin Roosevelt. Happy days are here again was FDR's theme as he won congressional passage of the first of the New Deal programs. Historian David Woolner with the Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt Institute says every president since then has faced the same 100-day test.
Is the president able to set his own agenda and lead?
Woolner and other experts say coming days will be the real test of the Obama economic strategy. Today the president will emphasize his goals on a trip to Missouri and during a primetime news conference. Peter Mayer, CBS News, The White House.
5 past the hour.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. State health authorities are standing by their decision not to stockpile doses of flu vaccine to cover 25% of Colorado's population, as suggested by federal health officials. State health officials say pandemics are better addressed by preventing large crowds and encouraging basic hygiene, such as hand washing. Colorado has no reported swine flu victims, although a Texas child is the country's first swine flu death. He's led the way at RTD for 14 years, and now General Manager Cal Marcella is resigning.
Good organizations, well-managed organizations, are deep enough where vacuums aren't created.
Marcella leaves as RTD is deciding whether to go back to voters for more funding to finish the Fast Track's light rail system. On the west steps of the state capitol, women rallied for equal pay for equal work. Lorena Garcia with 9 to 5 Colorado says women are still making 20% less than men.
Employers feel that they can just get away with paying one gender less than the other.
National Pay Equity Day began in 1996. Sports: Rockies couldn't quite get past the Padres last night. 4-3, San Diego wins it. The rubber match this afternoon at Coors Field, 105. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
No wrecks or stalls to get in your way. Southbounders on I-25. You're still in okay shape downtown. Now, volume is building as you're coming out of Thornton and North Glen, right around 84th. We're also seeing more cars to and through the tech center, but no significant slowdowns. CDOT, they've wrapped up their overnight construction projects. Those won't get in your way either. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The winner of American Idol.
You are a victim.
American audiences could soon be dancing with the Idol, as former Idol winner Ruben Studdard announces that he's keen to compete on Dancing with the Stars. The Season 2 winner recently revealed that he thinks it's a wonderful show and that he would love to be a part of it. Studdard is currently touring with the Ain't Misbehavin' Anniversary Tour, and his new album hits stores on May 19th.
Reality TV Rundown.
Every once in a while, a revolutionary product comes along that changes everything.
Take it into the future.
Looking for a new companion to keep track of the time and the number of calories you're burning? You need to check out the latest additions to Garmin's Forerunner range of watches, including the 310 XT, which features a robust exterior, is waterproof to 50 meters, boasts improved calorie counting accuracy, and also has GPS and wireless connectivity capabilities.
Inspector Gadget.
Every once in a while, a revolutionary product comes along that changes everything.
Take it out of the future.
The recently released Amazon Kindle 2 has a couple of new buddies, the iPhone and iPod Touch. A new app has just been pushed out through Apple's App Store, which allows users to read the exact same Kindle content with their Apple devices. It doesn't end there, though, as shared features include the ability to sync bookmarks, buy new content, and more.
Inspector Gadget.
Showbiz.
Bruno is Sacha Baron Cohen's highly anticipated follow to Borat. It's set for a July 10th release, but unless producers tone down some of the content, it could be slapped with a kiss of death NC-17 rating. Reports suggest there may be a little too much sexy time in the mockumentary about the flamboyant fashionista Bruno, which has already been praised by critics.
Showbiz.
Every once in a while, a revolutionary product comes along that changes everything.
Take it out of the future.
iPhone users now have a new way to make calls. Say hello to Skype for iPhone. Don't get too excited, though. As it turns out, you'll only be able to use this app when you're connected to the interwebs via Wi-Fi. Even so, it does promise the ability to make free Skype-to-Skype calls, Skype out support, and instant messaging with other users.
Inspector Gadget.
You are a victim.
Get ready for another reality TV show which promises to significantly transform the lives of its contestants. If you think you've heard it all before, think again. This as-yet-unnamed show, which is set to air on NBC sometime later this year, will feature the king of self-help, Tony Robbins, who hopes to strengthen and motivate individuals faced with real-life struggles.
Reality TV Rundown.
Welcome.
We are live
Bus with a world premiere
and action
show bus.
The movie industry is all a Twitter about rumors of a big screen return for Tom and Jerry. If true, they would be following in the live-action footsteps of fellow Hanna-Barbera character Scooby-Doo. According to reports, the new Tom and Jerry movie will focus on how the two characters met and the reasons behind their subsequent rivalry.
Show bus.
The senator from Maine, she's got a new op-ed in the New York Times decrying the Spectre move, talking about how she thinks her own party, still her party, she may leave her party, but she thinks the Republican Party has become too extreme. Politico story, banks in crosshairs of taxpayers. On Tuesday, the Service Employees International Union, MoveOn.org, and other activist groups staged protests at Bank of America branches across the country, including one directly across from the U.S. Treasury building. The protest came the day before the company's annual shareholder meeting. Remember, this is a bank that the government owns a huge share of. Report, most Americans in areas are living in areas with unhealthy air. 60% of Americans live in areas with unhealthy air pollution levels, despite a growing green movement and more stringent laws aimed at improving air quality. This is according to the American Lung Association. The public health group ranked the pollution levels of U.S. cities and countries based on air quality measurements. I will try to find where Denver ranks. I don't think it ranks well. Interestingly, a new poll from the Wall Street Journal and NBC News that shows support for Obama still remains very, very high. However, the big negatives, this isn't really a surprise, but it is telling. The big negatives, when asked to offer up their biggest negatives on Obama, people have said not being tough enough on the banks, financial companies, and Wall Street. That was the top negative for Obama. So as I've been saying, I still think that the Obama administration is too close to Wall Street, and I think that voters have figured that out a little bit. In local news, the seatbelt law that we've been talking about here clears the Senate panel in a party-line vote. The state senator says her proposal to allow police to stop drivers solely for not wearing their seatbelts may be the most important health care bill we enact this session. That's pretty pathetic, actually. You can't pass a health care bill, try to recast a seatbelt law as a health care bill. I mean, I'm for this seatbelt law, but come on. I mean, really, come on. Politicians are trying to aid Weld County farmers. Members of Congress are pressuring Obama administration officials to steer millions of U.S. Department of Agriculture dollars in new credit resources to the financially battered Weld County area, where farmers remain in limbo after the collapse of New Frontier Bank. Another hit for smokers. Smokers would have to cough up more tax per pack under a bill that won initial approval in the House on Tuesday, in the State House. HB 1342 would, for 2 years, remove the sales tax exemption on cigarettes, generating an additional $30 million a year. The Fort Collins, Coloradan reports that there are two possible cases of swine flu reported in Colorado. As the swine flu outbreak spreads nationally, local health and government officials remain on high alert, and two potential swine flu cases have been submitted to federal scientists for testing. So it's probably here. And of course, the CDC nationally reports the first U.S. swine flu death. The Boulder County Sheriff is decrying a bicycle safety bill approved by the legislature. A bill that clarifies cyclists' rights and seeks to better protect them from aggressive drivers has been approved by the Colorado legislature and now heads to Governor Ritter's desk for a final decision. But the Boulder County Sheriff says the bill goes too far and warns that there could be trouble if Ritter gives the bill the go-ahead. The sheriff says it will be very difficult or impossible to enforce anything against the cyclists. Political news, Weld County District Attorney Ken Buck has decided he is going to be running for the Senate. He went back and forth yesterday saying, no, he's not going to do it. Yes, he is. Well, he's now in. So he's running for the Senate as a Republican in the primary to see who faces appointed Senator Michael Bennett. AP, a bill allowing partners of gay and lesbian state workers to get health insurance coverage is headed to the governor. The bill got final approval Tuesday. That's great news. Hopefully the governor will sign it. A new study, according to Westward, argues that oil shale development could drain Colorado of its water. Western Resource Advocates study called Water on the Rocks. So, if you're interested in that issue, check out Westward's coverage of it. In related news from around the nation to what's going on here in Colorado, Washington State has passed the National Popular Vote Bill that the Colorado legislature is itself considering. This is the bill to apportion our Electoral College votes to the winner of the National Popular Vote. I'm a big supporter of this bill. I think it should be one person, one vote. In some news of the weird, cultural news, technological news, movie news, news of the weird, Oliver Stone has added his name and will be helping to produce and direct a second version, a sequel to Wall Street, Wall Street 2. I am psyched about that. Keith Olbermann, the MSNBC host, is increasing his pressure on Sean Hannity to fulfill Hannity's promise to allow himself to be waterboarded to raise money for torture. Olbermann has offered $1,000 to the families of troops for every second Hannity withstands waterboarding. Hannity's now saying he doesn't want to do it, and Olbermann's called him out on it. South Korean scientists say they have engineered four beagles that glow red, using cloning techniques that could help develop cures for human diseases. Fox News claims the top 11 cable network programs, according to the ratings in April, is the number two network in all of cable. AP reports a Polk County deputy has turned in his badge, this is in Florida, after his wife and mother-in-law took his patrol car out for a joyride. Officials said the 44-year-old deputy resigned Monday out of embarrassment. And the publisher behind a video game based on one of the Iraq War's fiercest battles has pulled the plug on the title called 6 Days in Fallujah. I don't get this. Got all these violent games, Gears of War, you know, all these games, and now I guess there's pressure to pull this specific game. I mean, if, you know, this is my old thing. When you get into censorship, it's a slippery slope, folks. But here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, the big topic of the first hour is going to be Arlen Specter, the Pennsylvania senator who became a Democrat yesterday. You know, I grew up in Pennsylvania. I can remember since I was a kid, Arlen Specter was sort of like Republican Dr. Evil. He was always at every political event. You always saw him on stage, and he was always doing the wrong thing. He comes over to the Democrats yesterday, and here's my take, folks. This is a good news, and this is bad news. It's good news that the Democrats now have 60 votes. They no longer have any excuse not to do anything. Right? It's it. It's over. Done. They have no excuse. There's no more, oh, we can't pass this, we can't pass that. There's no more whining now. Once Al Franken is seated, they're going to have 60 votes. So there's no more whining that it's anybody else's fault for not passing things. So that's good news. The bad news is that Arlen Specter spent his press conference saying that he's basically not going to change his voting record. And he's got a pretty terrible voting record on environmental issues. He said he's going to continue voting against allowing the Employee Free Choice Act to move forward. Let's hear a clip from him on the Employee Free Choice Act if we have it.
I will not be changing my own personal independence or my own approach to individual issues. I will not be an automatic 60th vote.
So there you heard it from Arlen Specter himself. He said he basically, he's not going to change anything. So the bad news is that what's happened here is that Specter represents Pennsylvania, which is a Democratic trending state. And Specter now gets many, if not all, of the benefits of being a Democrat, and very few of the responsibilities, to the point where President Obama and the Democratic political establishment in Pennsylvania have said they're going to try to clear a primary field. They're going to try to crush anybody who wants to run against him. Any Democrat who's been working their way up in Pennsylvania, the Democratic Party establishment in Washington is going to try to crush them. Therefore, taking away any kind of, or attempting to take away any kind of pressure at home on Specter's progressive left. So in other words, Specter is getting all of the benefits of being able to call himself a Democrat for re-election and potentially no pressure on him to actually vote with Democrats on key issues. Which means that what the Democratic Party has done has sold off its brand and gotten nothing in return. So I'm not convinced that this is good news. I think this might be bad news. Because now Democrats can't blame the Republicans for inaction. And yet they have someone within their midst who said he's probably not going to help them take action on key issues. So I'm going to throw it out there. What do you think? Do you think I'm wrong? Do you think this news about Specter is such great news? I mean, it's getting all this media coverage. I mean, do you think this is revolutionary? I think this is a very, very dangerous situation where the Democratic Party is going to have all the expectations and none of the legislative muscle to actually fulfill those expectations. And I'm not lamenting that for Democrats. I don't feel bad for Democrats. I'm just talking about real policy outcomes here. What do we really get when a Republican senator says he's going to become a Democrat, but he's not really going to change any of his bad votes on the environment, on labor issues? I mean, this is a guy who recently sponsored a flat tax initiative. This is a mainstream corporate Republican. And now the Democratic Party's working to try to crush a primary against him, to put any pressure on his left. Which, by the way, is going to be a similar situation, I predict, here in Colorado, with appointed Senator Michael Bennett. What do you think? 303-713-7600. We got open phones. Again, 303-713-7600. How happy are you about Arlen Specter's switch? Do you think it's a big deal? I think it's a big deal, but I'm not convinced it's good news. I'm really not. Now, maybe that's because I grew up in Pennsylvania and know how bad this guy is. But when he goes out and says his first press conference and says he's not changing, then what have we really gotten from allowing him to be a Democrat? 303-713-7600. 623, let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Thank you, David. Good morning. Traffic's looking pretty normal for us as we're kicking off the morning commute. Normal jams on 25 heading southbound. The slowest spot, 104th down to 84th. Also going to be a little slower from I-70 past Spear Boulevard. Also busy southbound 225, Colfax, and again after DTC Boulevard. Dealing with some fog as well in northeastern Colorado around I-76 and I-25 into Wyoming and Nebraska. That's in the Hudson area. Also from Loveland to the Wyoming state line on I-25, but it does look like that's clearing for us. Your forecast, nice day on tap, sunny, highs in the mid-70s. Right now we're at 46 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Know someone looking for a motorcycle? Bring them the Mile High Harley Davidson of Aurora and Parker, and you'll be entered into a drawing to win a new Harley Davidson motor.
Introducing TGI Friday's restaurant's new $5 sandwiches and salads. 9 irresistible new selections like the JD Chicken Sandwich or Santa Fe Chop Salad, all for just $5. And to celebrate, right now, any sandwich or salad on our menu is just $5 too. So hurry in to get yours now, because this offer is only for a limited time. Visit Fridays.com for details. Gimme more Fridays. Prices and participation may vary for a limited time only.
That's Jared. Hi, I'm Jane Seymour. My mother used to say, always keep your heart open. It's the only way to give and receive love. Those words inspired my new Open Hearts jewelry collection.
And now, you are invited to see the Open Hearts by Jane Seymour jewelry collection at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Priced from just under $50 to $1,300.
When your heart is open, love will always find its way in.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Three cheers for four-legged creatures. And for the moms who clean up the muddy footprints and cat food stuck on the floor. Because even though your kids said they would, you knew they wouldn't. So when they asked for a pet, you still said, bring it. You're why we made New Bounty, with 25% thicker quilts and more durability than before. New Bounty. To see if you can clean the mess with less, go to quickerpickerupper.com.
Putting the magic into Urban Johnson took a lot of hard work, but the reward was worth it. Your hard work is rewarded at Rent-A-Center. Find the good stuff your family wants from Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more. No credit checks, no credit needed. And it's all backed by 100% satisfaction guarantee. Nice to know Rent-A-Center's working hard for you.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
You know how windy it can get here in Colorado, not to mention our rain, snow, hot sun. Why not get the most durable patio furniture you can find at Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder? Hi, it's April Zesbaugh. April is heavy metal month at Freehoff's, which means they've got a ton of wrought iron and other metal tables and chairs on sale all month. All of their furniture has been tested and selected for our harsh climate here. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's, at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder. The quality and deals make it worth the drive from anywhere.
Off, no exceptions. Now through Saturday at Joseph A. Bank.
Joseph A. Bank at Aspen Grove, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, Loveland, Colorado Springs, Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
If spending the hard-earned dollars of the American people and redistributing their wealth and moving towards a collectivist socialist approach to government, if that helps you realize you're a Democrat, then, you know, good riddance.
How is Michael Steele being characteristically bitter and angry about Arlen Specter, Pennsylvania senator, longtime Pennsylvania senator, leaving the Republican Party yesterday? I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Open phones 303-713-7600. Do you think the news yesterday about Specter is good news? Do you think it's as good a news as the media and the Democratic Party in Washington is portraying it as? I don't think so. I don't think this is necessarily good news. Arlen Specter said he's not changing his votes. All he's doing is changing how he labels himself in order to win a Democratic primary. He doesn't think he can win a Republican primary. I mean, what are Democrats and progressives actually getting in that bargain? Doesn't seem like we're getting a lot. I would say this, the one thing we are getting is that the Democratic Party hacks in Washington, D.C., the spinners, the press people, the consultants, the quote-unquote strategists, they can't tell us any longer that Democrats can't pass anything because they don't have 60 votes. They're going to have 60 votes. So the proverbial, well, you know, is going to hit the fan. 303-713-7600. Am I wrong? Is it great news? I don't know. I grew up in Pennsylvania. I remember this guy. This guy is a standard mainstream corporate Republican, and he's saying he's not going to change his votes. Tomorrow on the program, I want to start promoting this. Tomorrow on the program, in the 9 a.m. hour, we are going to do a simulcast here on AM 760 and on 850 KOA. Myself and Mike Rosen are going to debate out. We're going to duke it out over Obama's first 100 days. So that's going to be fun. I've never done a live radio debate with another host, so it should be interesting. And I'm told it's like kind of the first time we've done anything like this. So, again, tomorrow at 9 a.m., in the 9 a.m. hour, it's going to be simulcasted on both AM 760 and 850 KOA. A fight, a verbal fight between myself and 850's Mike Rosen over Obama's first 100 days. I say bring it on. Bring it on. We'll open up. It'll be a special version of the AM 760 Progressive Dojo brought to 850 KOA, so it should be fun. All right, we're going to go to the phones. 303-713-7600. What do you think about Arlen Specter moving over to the Democratic Party? Is it a bad deal for Democrats? Did Democrats give up the store, help this guy get reelected, and get nothing in return? 303-713-7600. And I'll say this, one other question I'll throw out there. Are you worried that the Democratic Party power structure in Washington, which is trying to crush a primary against Specter for his 2010 reelection, are you worried that that same kind of bullying is going to happen here in Colorado when it comes to Michael Bennett? Is the Washington power structure going to try to come here and stomp on rank-and-file Democrats and tell them not to run, not to challenge, not to pressure, not to push our own appointed Senator Michael Bennett? 303-713-7600. Bob in Denver, you're on AM 760. Hello, Bob.
Yep. Hello. Yeah, I agree with you. I don't think it's a good thing for the Democratic Party. Alan Specter's only changing Democrats because he knows he can't win in Pennsylvania as a Republican. And I think he's just becoming a Democrat for his own political gain, and that he's going to block, just like he has for the last 29 years, whatever the Democrats try to do. I think he's doing the same thing that Ben Nighthorse Campbell did in changing parties, thinking it's going to be the best thing for him.
Right, but the problem is that, as I understand it, Ben Nighthorse Campbell changed some of the way he voted. He became more of a Republican, right? And you and I are agreeing, at least in terms of Specter, which is that if the guy's going to, you got to treat your brand in a blue state like it's valuable, right? I mean, here's the thing, folks. Being a Democrat now in Pennsylvania is a valuable thing. You don't want to be a Republican in Pennsylvania right now. You want to be, if you're running for statewide office, you want to be a Democrat. And so there's value to that party label in a state like Pennsylvania. So simply giving up that party label, handing out that party label without asking for anything in return, handing it out to somebody like Arlen Specter, who has been an obstructionist to major Democratic legislation for most of his career, giving that to him seems to me, giving it to him for free, free, I mean, him saying, I'm not going to change any of my votes, you've given away the store. You've defiled your party, the value of your party label. You're not treating yourself, really, as a party with any self-respect.
Bob, I agree with you. That's why I'm saying he's doing it for his own political gain. He's not going to add anything to the Democratic Party. For Obama and the Washington Republicans to block it against the primary on some young, good, outstanding Democrats, I think is a total waste.
I
think they're also going to do the same thing when it comes to Michael Bennett here. There are some very good Democrats here that want to run for the Senate, but if they block them and don't give them the money, then I think the Democratic Party is selling itself out.
But it's selling itself out.
I'm going to go ahead and hang up and listen to what you have to say, okay?
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
It's selling itself out, and it's not treating its own brand that it's trying to build up, that rank-and-file people have built up for so long. It's not treating that brand, that label, with any value. Thanks for the call, Bob. Cleo in North Glen, what do you think? Hello, Cleo.
Oh, good morning, David. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Everybody was so happy yesterday. I mean, I listened to Bill Press this morning. I mean, I don't understand progressive Democrats should not be happy about this at all. You know, touting it as a 60th vote, I don't believe that. He is not pro-labor. He is not a progressive. I mean, I didn't expect a progressive and not Arlen Specter, but, I mean, there are things now that could be moved, and he's not the one to help it get moved. He'll block it. And so I'm not thrilled with this. And when you ask the question about whether the party heads will come in and change with Senator Bennett, I remember back when Mike Miles was running for the Senate, and I remember when Salazar was placed in there by the heads of the Democratic Party. They didn't think Mike Miles could win. They threw in Salazar. Salazar, I think at that time, really would have preferred being governor, but he was thrown in by the party hacks up in Washington because they thought Salazar would win. Oh yes, he did win, but they challenged the Democrats who went to the convention and voted for Mike Miles. So I don't put it past them. I personally would like to see somebody run against Bennett. I think we need to have that happen, and I hope that Democrats both in Pennsylvania as well as Colorado will step up their candidates up, and let's see who the best person is.
That's right. I think the more democracy, the better. And I think that the more ferment, the more contested elections, the better. I mean, the idea of somebody like Arlen Specter, who has been voting as a Republican obstructionist for years, the idea that he should get a free pass in a Democratic primary from voters who have been working to unseat him for years and years and years is so silly and so elitist and so disgusting. It's the same kind of thing, same kind of rhetoric you hear out of here in Colorado among big Democratic Party donors and spinners and hacks here in Colorado who say that Michael Bennett, who's never run for office here, who was appointed a couple months ago by one person, never voted on by the people, should get a free pass in a primary. I mean, it's really the peak of elitism. What the hell happened to our democracy? And the idea that you're just going to give Arlen Specter a party label that he needs to get reelected without asking him to change his votes. Remember, folks, if you're just tuning in, Arlen Specter at his press conference yesterday, the senator who changed parties, said, "I'm not changing my votes. I'm just changing what I call myself." The idea that the Democratic Party would just give him that label that he needs without asking him to change his votes is ridiculous. What do you think? 303-713-7600. You got that clip?
I will not be changing my own personal independence or my own approach to individual issues. I will not be an automatic 60th vote.
You heard, that's Arlen Specter. So I'm not making this up. The Democratic Party, he needs the Democratic label in the blue state of Pennsylvania to win re-election. And the Democratic Party is giving him that label, allowing him to use that label, trying to crush a primary against him, even as he says, "I'm not changing my votes." So again, the open question is, do you think Arlen Specter's announcement yesterday that he's going to become a Democrat, do you think this is good news? Or at least as good a news as everybody is saying it is? I don't think it is. I don't know. Call us up. Call me crazy. 303-713-7600. Again, 303-713-7600. We got a couple open lines. But first, let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Thank you, David. Things started getting a little busier down on the south end of town. Eastbound C-470, Broadway to University, seeing speeds dip into the 40s and 30s there. Same deal on the turnpike heading in eastbound Pecos to 25. The trip down 25 looking pretty normal for us this morning, 104th to 84th. Speeds dipping in the 20s and 30s there. Also sluggish after Park Avenue, taking you past Spear Boulevard. Also seeing it build westbound 76 from 74th Avenue down to 270. If you're up in the northeastern part of the state, we're dealing with some fog up there on 76 and I-25 into Wyoming and Nebraska. And your forecast today, mostly sunny, breezy, and warm. Look for a high near 75. It's currently 46 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Need a good reason to buy a new motorcycle from Mile High Harley-Davidson? The government's allowing individuals to deduct the sales tax on new motorcycle purchases by the end of 2009. Flexible financing options available. Mile High Harley-Davidson of Aurora and Parker.
If you listen to AM 760, you can win a VIP meet-and-greet breakfast with Tom Hartman, along with
Old Santa Fe Pottery has all the touches you need to make your yard a special place to be. Their spring sale is going on now. Hurry in for the best selection on a wide variety of planters, pots, sunfaces, chiminadas, and more. For the first time ever, Old Santa Fe Pottery is taking 20% off their glazed outdoor pottery. During the spring sale, all Mexican outdoor pottery is 30% off. Old Santa Fe Pottery spring sale. You'll find savings and selection on the perfect pieces for your yard. Old Santa Fe Pottery, 2485 South Santa Fe Drive, just south of Evans.
Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the Xcel solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SOLARIPS.com.
Tough economy doesn't need to affect your business's prosperity. Just maintain your current output while cutting back on fixed costs. Sound impossible? Then you haven't heard of 10 till 2. 10 till 2 is the cutting-edge staffing company that specializes in providing businesses just like yours with experienced, college-educated, part-time employees. No temps, no costly benefits, just skilled professionals. Visit 10till2.com. That's TENTILTWO.com. 10 till 2. The time is now.
Every once in a while, a revolutionary product comes along that changes everything.
Take it out of the future.
With the new iPod Shuffle, think zero, as in zero buttons. Yep, user control of the new Shuffle from the main unit to the headphones results in a reduction in size of around 50%. As cool as it sounds, though, there is one small caveat. If you're doing anything other than sitting still, you're going to have trouble grabbing the constantly swaying headphone control.
Inspector Gadget.
Showbiz.
Next year's Golden Globes will be televised live across the U.S. for the first time. Organizers say that time differences and leaked videos in the West Coast before the show has even aired meant that it makes more sense to just screen the show live across the country at the same time. 2010's nominations will be revealed on December 15th.
Showbiz.
Lines disappear from view. See for yourself by requesting a free trial of hydroxytone today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in VIP gift bags at the Emmy Awards. Try hydroxytone risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Call now for your free trial of hydroxytone. For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-900-9518. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-900-9518. 1-800-900-9518.
I am not prepared to have my 29-year record in the United States Senate decided by the Pennsylvania Republican primary electorate.
That was Senator Arlen Specter yesterday announcing that he's becoming a Democrat, longtime Republican. At least he's honest. I mean, in that sense, at least he's honest. At least he's saying, look, I just don't think I can win an election, so I'm going to look for an election I can try to win. My problem is not with Specter. He can do whatever he wants. I mean, my problem is with his votes, but he can do whatever he wants. My problem is with Democrats in nationally. You know, in blue states, let me just go over what my thinking here is. In blue states, the Democratic Party label has value. Right? If you're running for statewide office in a blue state like Pennsylvania, you want to be a Democrat. You don't want to be a Republican. Because it's easier to win as a Democrat in a blue state. The Democratic Party giving away that label to a Republican, a longtime Republican, and getting nothing in return. I want to play this. We're going to play this over and over again. You just got to hear this. And when I say that they've gotten nothing from Spector, this is my problem with this. It's not like they got Spector to say, "Yeah, I'm going to now vote for health care. I'm going to vote for the Employee Free Choice Act. I'm going to vote good on the environment." Here's what Spector said, actually, about whether in changing parties he's going to change his actual votes, because that's really what matters here, folks, right? Not what you call yourself. What matters is what actually gets done. And here's what Arlen Specter, the standard issue conservative Republican, said about whether he's going to change his votes or not.
"I will not be changing my own personal independence or my own approach to individual issues. I will not be an automatic 60th vote."
So there you have it. What did the Democrats actually get? Everyone's saying this is like the greatest news in the world. Sure, it's nice. It humiliates the Republicans. It makes them look idiotic and extreme. But what did Democrats actually get? I don't get this. All of this news, you know, I'm listening all over the radio dial yesterday to progressive talk show hosts, conservative talk show hosts, watching MSNBC. Everyone's saying this is the greatest news for Democrats. Call me crazy, but the guy literally held a press conference yesterday saying he's not going to change any of his votes. So what is the big deal? Really, what is the big deal? 303-713-7600. Give me a call. Tell me if you think I'm wrong. Tell me if you think I'm crazy. And tell me if you're worried that the Democratic Party is going to behave the same way in Colorado as it's behaving in Pennsylvania, the National Democratic Party. The National Democratic Party is going to try to crush any primary against Spector, where a real Democrat could beat him, or at least put pressure on him to vote differently in the coming weeks and months. 303-713-7600. And before we get back to the phones, let me just mention that tomorrow, in the 9 a.m. hour, we're going to be moving the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. We're going to be opening it up and moving it. We're going to be moving the AM 760 Progressive Dojo here and over to 850 KOA in the 9 a.m. hour, where I will be debating and duking it out with 850 KOA's Mike Rosen, the conservative. We're going to be going back and forth. We're going to be going at it over Obama's first 100 days. So stick around. It's going to be fun. I'm told this is the first kind of debate of its kind, simulcast, in Denver, at least in a long time. So make sure to tune in. All right, let's go back to the phones. John and Aurora. John.
Good morning.
Morning.
Morning. Yeah, I'll make a couple quick points here. Then I've got to run inside to work. I'm a letter carrier. Get ready to go do
Understood. Mail. Thanks for calling in, man.
No problem. Hey, first I told you on Turk, I sort of liken this to kissing your stepsister. You can make an argument for it, but you just know it's wrong. It's very obvious that this is, you know, a political move for political survival. That's the only reason that he's made the shift. And I agree with you. We should not give him a free ride. And the tactic that the Democrats should use is to make him go through a primary. He's already said he's not going to change his vote, so he's not going to do any good as far as the 60-vote situation goes. And I think he should do the same thing with Bennett, which is even, in Bennett's case, there's a number of things that he just simply hasn't taken a stand on, where we know where Spector's come from all of his years that he's been in office. Bennett's been put into place, one, without having to run for that office, and if we let him go without a primary, then we've not made him liable for anything. And he needs to tell us what he stands for, or he needs to tell us that he stands for what we stand for, and run through that process, or we need to find somebody else to do the job.
Yeah, and I don't really, I mean, I was watching Rachel Maddow's show yesterday, and I'm going to do a blog post on this later in the day at openleft.com. You know, I heard Lincoln Chafee, right? Lincoln Chafee, the former senator from Rhode Island, who had a very, very tough primary. He was a moderate. He had a very, very tough primary, went on to lose the general election in the blue state of Rhode Island. And Chafee, it was really interesting. He made this point. He said, you know, I'm upset that the Republican primary, I got a challenge, and it was well-funded, and there was so much money spent against me in the Republican primary. Meanwhile, I went and looked up the numbers. And Lincoln Chafee outspent his Republican primary opponent more than 2-1. And so what you basically are hearing is that incumbent politicians think they have a right to outspend their opponents in primaries, whether Republican or Democrat, that they have a right to waltz to their party's nomination with no opposition whatsoever. And it's the same thing with Specter, right? He's going to rely on the Washington Democratic power structure to try to crush any local primary against him in Pennsylvania, as if it's his right as an incumbent senator, which is even more absurd, of course, because he's been a Republican and an obstructionist for the last 30 or 40 years. And it's going to be, it potentially will be the same thing here in Colorado. Michael Bennett never run for office, appointed by one person, and he should have some sort of right? He should have some sort of right to have no primary in a democracy? I mean, this is a friggin' democracy, right? I mean, what the hell happened to the concept of democracy? Thanks for the call, man. All right, we'll squeeze in one more call before we got to get another break, and then we'll get to everybody who's on hold. And again, the number is 303-713-7600. Let's go to Art in Aurora. Art.
Hey, David.
Hey there.
Hey, this is like Watergate right in there, right out in the open. I would like to get, can you get Ken Salazar and see what kind of have, rapport they're going to have with Arlen Specter in the Democratic cabinet. I mean, really. I mean, this is so ridiculous. And it also plays into the idea that Republicans are trying to keep the public dumbed down, misinformed, not fully informed. You know what I mean?
How do you mean?
Well, let's say that Arlen Specter is sitting in the House or with the Democrats, okay? And he has a bunch of buddies and Republicans in his cabinet, and he already knows who they are. Now, let's say the meeting's over, Arlen Specter gets on the phone with his Republican buddies because we know he's not going to change his vote. What he's going to undermine, sabotage.
Oh, I see. I see what you're saying. Well, I mean, I think whether it's calculated or not, I think that's the big danger for Democrats. I mean, just politically, and this is going to be the subject of my column this week in the Denver Post on Friday, which is that Arlen Specter has either just made the Democratic Party or destroyed it. And by that I mean he has now taken away any excuse for the Democrats not to pass everything that the Democratic Party has promised. Right? The Democratic Party promised universal health care. It promised reform to our trade laws. It promised new investments in green energy. It promised to get out of Iraq. Now it has 60 votes. There's no more excuse anymore. So that either they're either going to deliver and they're going to convince Specter to help them deliver, or they're not going to deliver and the public is going to say, you, the Democratic Party, are a fraud. So I'm not convinced that this is good news for the Democratic Party. Are you? 303-713-7600. Get in on the conversation. In the 8 a.m. hour, we're going to talk to the author of the new book, The Purity Myth, How America's Obsession with Virginity is Hurting Young Women. This is a really controversial book. Right, in the 7 a.m. hour. So that's in the 7 a.m. hour. But after the break, we'll take as many of your calls as we can on this issue. Is the news about Arlen Specter, is that good news? I don't think it's such good news. I don't understand all these progressives and liberals out there in the media saying this is the greatest news in the world. I don't get it. The guy has said that he's not changing his votes. That's what Arlen Specter has said. All he's doing is changing what he calls himself. How is that good news? Maybe good news for the Democratic Party, but it doesn't sound like, if you're not changing your votes, it doesn't sound like it's good news for regular folks who just care about what the Congress gets done. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Thank you, David. No accidents or stalls to get in your way as you're making your way around Denver this morning, or Boulder, really. Highway's looking pretty normal jams. Southbound 25 in Northland, again near downtown. Also busy eastbound C-470 in Littleton, Kipling down to Parkway, Kipling down to Santa Fe, rather. Seeing speeds all the way down to the 20s and 30s. Also getting busy on eastbound 36, Pecos to 25. Fog in northeastern Colorado around I-76 and I-25. That takes you into Wyoming and Nebraska. We also had some fog in the Loveland area, but it looks like that's cleared up for us. Your forecast today, nice and warm. Sunny, highs in the mid-70s. Right now, 46 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Know someone looking for a motorcycle? Bring them the Mile High Harley Davidson of Aurora and Parker, and you'll be entered into a drawing to win a new Harley Davidson motorcycle. Mile High Harley's Refer a Friend sweepstakes is only at Mile High Harley Davidson of Aurora and Parker. See milehigh.com for details.
You listen to AM 760, VIP Meet and Greet Breakfast with Tom Hartman.
Hi, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Lauer's Hardwoods. Want to save money, help the environment, and improve the look of your home? Buy flooring, paneling, trim, siding, 2x4s, and logs. It's beautiful, cheaper to buy, and helps Colorado forests. Visit their showroom in Lakewood or their booth at the Denver Green Festival. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your purchase. For details, call 303-205-WOOD. Or LowersHardwoods.com.
Know how windy it can get here in Colorado, not to mention our rain, snow, hot sun. Why not get the most durable patio furniture you can find at Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder? Hi, it's April Zesbaugh. April is heavy metal month at Freehoff's, which means they've got a ton of wrought iron and other metal tables and chairs on sale all month. All of their furniture has been tested and selected for our harsh climate here. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's, at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder. The quality and deals make it worth the drive from anywhere.
The miles ahead. Let Midas keep your car ready. Midas is total car care. From replacing your brakes and changing your oil to a full range of tire services, factory scheduled maintenance, tune-ups, and advanced diagnostics. And great service comes with great value. Just go to Midas.com for special offers. For total car care, trust your car to the experts. Midas, we're on this road together.
Introducing TGI Friday's restaurant's new $5 sandwiches and salads. 9 irresistible new selections like the JD Chicken Sandwich or Santa Fe Chop Salad, all for just $5. And to celebrate, right now, any sandwich or salad on our menu is just $5 too. So hurry in to get yours now, because this offer is only for a limited time. Visit Fridays.com for details. Gimme more Fridays. Prices and participation may vary for a limited time only.
How much could you be saving on car insurance? $300, $400, $500? There's a real easy way to find out. Just go to Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
656, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 49 degrees in Denver, going up to 74. Steve in Highlands Ranch, what do you think of the Spectre thing?
Hey, Dave, how are you doing this morning?
Good.
Good. Hey, first of all, thrilled to hear that you and Rosen are going to go back and forth tomorrow. I think that'll be pretty interesting to listen to.
Yeah, it should be fun.
You know what? I, as a conservative, I'm not disappointed that Spectre's gone. I wish Olympia Snow and Susan Collins would join him. I think that, you know, we lost in November, and to be perfectly honest with you, I would be more than happy to see Obama and the Democrats get what they want over the next 2 to 4 years, and it's certainly not going to be what I want, but if that's what the country wants, that's what they get.
You know, I appreciate that, and I appreciate the sentiment, because that's democracy, right? I mean, that's the issue here. It's like, if the country votes for something, when the country voted for George Bush, I was upset about the Iraq War and that it kept going on, but you know what? In at least in 2004, when everybody knew what George Bush stood for, the fact that the guy got reelected, you know, it was disappointing to me as a progressive, but like, that's what the country said it wanted. And right. So that's what it got. And so I'm with you on that. I'm with you in terms of what, you know, in a democracy, you got to accept that what the majority wants, the majority should get.
Well, and here's the other thing I would disagree with you on. Look, you know, I don't think there's any issue with the democracy regarding Spectre. If the people of Pennsylvania elect the guy again, you know, you could say they're fools, but if they elect the guy again, it just goes to show that, you know, I think the majority of people in this country vote for a myriad of reasons, most of which don't have much to do with an understanding of the issues.
I agree with you. All I'm saying is that I think there's something wrong with the Democratic Party in Washington trying to use its muscle to crush a primary, a Democratic primary against Spectre. Thanks for the call. All right, stick around. After the break, we're going to interview Jessica Valenti, the author. So stick around.
If you've been looking into remodeling your kitchen, you know it could cost $10,000, $15,000.
These days, small businesses have to turn on a dime to turn a profit. An Intelligent Office lets you do just that. As the leader in virtual officing solutions, we provide all the a la carte office and conference space, customized receptionist services, support staff, and administrative services you need at a fraction of the cost of traditional officing. So you can project a larger image with a smaller amount of money. Imagine having 24/7 access to meeting space at a prestigious address on an as-needed basis, or a trained receptionist to promptly answer calls, then screen, announce, and forward them to you without the cost of a full-time dedicated assistant. Let Intelligent Office show you how to operate professionally within a limited budget. Find the location nearest you at intelligentoffice.com.
Our offices are coast to coast, including Denver and Boulder. 303-447-9000. IntelligentOffice.com or 303-447-9000.
KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. A Texas toddler, not even 2 years old, has become the first person in this country to die of swine flu.
This is obviously a serious situation. Serious enough to take the utmost precautions.
One report says the boy had been to Mexico recently. In Washington, President Obama says government officials, school officials in particular, have to do whatever it takes to deal with the outbreak.
Schools with confirmed or suspected cases of H1N1 should strongly consider temporarily closing so that we can be as safe as possible.
Public school CEO Ron Huberman says that's just what's happening at one Chicago school.
Based on the information of both the probable case of swine flu and the variation in attendance, out of caution, we made the determination that we would be closing this school.
Iowa Senator Tom Harkin says stories like that have people worried.
Our offices are getting flooded with emails. People are calling our offices. What should they do?
Congress holds another hearing on the flu outbreak an hour from now. In Mexico City, there is one small sign of hope.
This is John Blackstone in Mexico City. What is emerging here is that early diagnosis and treatment appears to be the key to saving lives. As Mexicans are being treated earlier, as the disease is being recognized earlier, the death rate is dropping. That has officials feeling better that they are beginning to get their arms around this outbreak.
Here at home, a fresh reading on the economy a short time ago had mixed news. Business activity in the first quarter tumbled at a 6.1% annual rate. But economist Pierre Ellis says that wasn't the whole story.
A bit weaker in terms of the overall number, but it's strong under the surface in that there's a good increase in consumer spending and also a big increase in disposable income.
Big banks, big bonuses, and unhappy stockholders. Live to CBS News correspondent Steve Cates.
Citigroup, which took $45 billion in bailout money, is asking the Treasury Department for permission to pay some bonuses. The Wall Street Journal reports the company fears losing key workers to firms without pay restrictions and will likely hear anger at a Bank of America shareholders meeting.
He represents the shareholders. It's their money. He's playing with their money.
They're upset over CEO Ken Lewis's handling of the buyout of troubled Merrill Lynch and the firm's plunging stock price. Frank?
Welcome to the club. Nice to have you. In so many words, that's what President Obama and Vice President Biden told Arlen Specter at a White House meeting a short time ago. The longtime Republican senator from Pennsylvania got a warm reception after deciding to switch parties and become a Democrat. Specter says his chances of re-election next year as a Republican weren't very good.
I do want to serve in a sixth term. I make no bones about that.
A government report says 12% of all American children and teenagers come from a home where at least one parent abuses alcohol or drugs. Joe Gaffrere is with the Department of Health and Human Services.
Over 8 million children have one of their parents with a severe substance abuse problem.
Ahead of the bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are up more than 8 points. This is CBS News.
If you're a contractor, four of the most beautiful words you can hear are, "I like your quote." To help you hear that more often, the Home Depot has lowered the price of over 1,000 items pros use the most. And right now you can save $25 to $300 instantly when you buy select power tools during the Ultimate Power Deal event, which can then lead to the four best words of all. You got the job. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through May 6th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Mark, someone is staring at me.
What, like making eyes at you?
Yeah, I guess.
Where? Over there?
Oh, behind you. He's sort of small, like a little stack of money, and he has these big eyes, like googly eyes. He's staring at me.
You sound like you're sort of enjoying this.
Well...
That's it. No, I'm looking.
Oh!
What, that? That's the money we could be saving with Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com.
Can you spell economic stimulus? It's spelled 345PC.com.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Colorado sent a number of medical samples to the Centers for Disease Control, and State Chief Medical Officer Neil Kalange says we could learn today the swine flu has reached the state. The most common preventive guideline from doctors is to practice good hygiene, common sense things like washing hands and covering your mouth when you cough. Swine flu fears are creating plenty of business for medical supply companies. Phones at Mountain View Medical Supply in Arvada are ringing from local and national area codes.
We are getting a ton of requests for the masks, and people are just basically wanting to be prepared.
Michelle Silas says with dozens of boxes already on back order and local pharmacies referring patients to them, the word is out to suppliers to send what they have. After 14 years as general manager of RTD, Cal Marcella will leave the job this summer.
I was recruited for a job that is in the business, is in the industry. It's much what we do today, very similar, but on the private side.
RTD's in the midst of deciding whether to ask voters for more funding to complete the Fast Tracks project. And bear problems in Rocky Mountain National Park. Campers will be required to carry bear-proof food canisters soon. Park officials say increasing numbers of bears have been raiding campers' food stashes. Sports Rockies lose to the Padres last night, the final 4-3. The rubber match of that series is this afternoon at Coors Field. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where delays are building behind an accident on the southbound side of 225. This is just past Yosemite. Your delays are stretching back towards Parker. Not quite there yet, but you will find those slowdowns. Southbounders on I-25 getting crowded downtown. We're also seeing the sun come up and more cars crowding the eastbound side of C-470, Kipling towards Santa Fe. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Kids, every time you turn around, it seems like you need to feed them. Well, Chipotle is helping make things easier by introducing their new kids menu. It's got great new items that kids will love, like quesadillas and tacos, made the way moms will love, with the freshest and most sustainable ingredients they can find.
If you're a contractor for the most beautiful words you can hear.
You know how windy it can get here in Colorado, not to mention our rain, snow, hot sun. Why not get the most durable patio furniture you can find at Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder? Hi, it's April Zesbaugh. April is heavy metal month at Freehoff's, which means they've got a ton of wrought iron and other metal tables and chairs on sale all month. All of their furniture has been tested and selected for our harsh climate here. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's, at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder. The quality and deals make it worth the drive from anywhere.
Yeah, I love you too, Jay.
I just love it.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
7:07 here on the Front Range. Great day. Another great day. Another one of those days that reminds you why you live on the Front Range. Why you live in Colorado in general. 49 degrees going up to 74. Yes, another beer and sandals and barbecue and patio day for me. As you all know, that's my MO when I'm not in front of this microphone. Now we've got a guest, as promised, as promoed, and as you can probably tell, I'm pretty psyched about. We've got author Jessica Valenti. Her new book, The Purity Myth, How America's Obsession with Virginity is Hurting Young Women. This is going to be a controversial book as it gets out there. Not because I think it should be controversial. I agree with most of the premises of this book. But because I think it's going to challenge the way a lot of people think about many of the issues surrounding sex and gender in the media. Jessica, thank you very much for taking the time this morning.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, so I'm not going to bury your lead. Why don't you tell us what the ultimate argument of this book is? And when you tell us that, tell us what prompted you to write this book? And I should say, before you do, let me just let people know. Jessica, her blog is at Feministing, www.feministing.com. She's also the author of Full Frontal Feminism, A Young Woman's Guide to Why Feminism Matters, and He's a Stud, She's a Slut, and 49 Other Double Standards Every Woman Should Know. So this is your third book. And so tell us again what the central argument of this book is and what prompted you to write this.
Sure. That second title is a mouthful. I'm impressed you got it. the purity myth is really the lie that women's sexuality has on who they are and how good they are. And the book really takes a look at how young women are taught to value themselves really solely by their sexuality. And it also takes a look at how the conservative movement is using the fear of young women's sexuality to promote a really regressive agenda for women all around.
And you... Go ahead.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I'm trying to find a way that we can talk about sexuality. We can talk about young women and their morality that doesn't include their bodies and doesn't include sex.
And you have made the point here. Like, for instance, the issue of purity balls, promise mm-hmm. rings, and I know there was this whole issue with the American Idol winner. Jordan Sparks right. telling a crowd, quote, "I just want to say it's not bad to wear a promise ring because not every guy and girl wants to be a slut." And so when you actually start thinking about how much this, as you call it, this purity myth is everywhere. I mean, it's this assumption that women have to be judged on essentially their sexual behavior. It's just everywhere. And so my question is this something new, or has this been going on for forever? And if it's not new, what about, there must be parts of it that are new.
It's not new. The sexual double standard and conflating women's morality and their sexuality has been around for a really long time, but I think that we're at this peculiar place in history in the country right now where it is kind of this modernized version slut dichotomy, like you said about Jordan Sparks, this idea that if you're not pure, the only other option is being a slut, as if there's no in between. And really this kind of focus on celebrities' purity rings and Miley Cyrus and whether or not people are virgins or not, it's just another way to focus on young women's sexuality. It's still sexualizing. It's just, the other side of the same coin of the hypersexualization in pop culture.
We're talking to Jessica Valenti, the author of The Purity Myth, How America's Obsession with Virginity is Hurting Young Women. So tell us what in your research you found when you say it's hurting young women. Okay, so let's say we stipulate, look, it's true. Throughout our pop culture, women are, as you said, sexualized. Women are portrayed as, they can't escape. Even, by the way, women who are in arenas that are completely and totally what I might call non-sexual, right?
Yeah.
Like the political arena should be non-sexual, right? They are sexualized. And the person I think of, by the way, on that is Sarah Palin.
Absolutely.
I mean, she was highly sexualized. And I'm not a fan of Sarah Palin, but I think that was a really obvious example of somebody who was in a completely non-sexual mm-hmm. arena and who was completely and totally sexualized by the media and by the political system. So my question is, What are some of the consequences of this?
Yeah, and with the Sarah Palin stuff, Hillary Clinton was being sexualized too, just
absolutely.
Like on the other side, Sarah Palin was sexy and Hillary Clinton was, supposedly like the ball breaker.
Right, that's right.
It was just ridiculous. But there are really serious consequences. For younger women, it's being taught that your entire worth is completely, tied in with sex and tied in with your bodies. And I think that young women are really learning that message and taking it to heart.
And how so? Meaning when they take it to heart, I mean, like, what is that, let's sort of walk that out, right? What happens? Like, women are taught this when they're young. And then, what are the consequences of that?
I spoke to numerous, numerous young women who had taken virginity pledges or been through abstinence-only education who really grew up feeling shamed completely of sexuality. And it's such an important part of, a person's life. And as you become an adult, to have this whole section of your life be so confusing, and feel so badly about it. I think it's really damaging. But of course, politically, it's really damaging as well, because this kind of insistence that women be chased has real effects on policy. Like when you look at reproductive rights or the way that the FDA held up emergency contraception for over-the-counter status for years, that was completely based on this idea that if they, you know, if they made the morning after pill available over the counter, that women would become slutty. You know, so it really has these tangible real life effects as well.
And the you know, following up on that, it's such a confusing message, right? I mean, when you look at the media landscape, it's so utterly confusing. I mean, you whether you're watching Sex in the City, or you're watching, you know, anything, you go on the web. I mean, there's two messages. Women basically should avoid sex at all times in order to be quote unquote pure. That's the purity myth. And then there's the other message that basically says that women are only valued if they're highly sexualized, and that the only thing our culture values are really overly sexualized women, you know, Maxim magazine. I mean, I can, you know, throw out a million examples here.
Yeah.
And so here's what I'm confused about. What leads us? What has made our culture on this issue so schizophrenic? Like, it's one thing, like, you know, Victorian England, where it was like everybody was, you know, it was purity was purity, and that was the sort of standard. But we're like, we're simultaneously kind of like pornographied and like super into this purity myth. How have we developed this schizophrenia?
Yeah, you know, I like to say girls are getting abstinence-only education during the day and then going home and watching Girls Gone Wild commercials at night.
Right.
You know, but really what's interesting is that those two things may seem very different, but the message is essentially the same, that what's most important about young women is sex, what, you know, if they have it or if they don't have it. You know, it's so baffling that we're still at this place to me. Like, I really can't figure it out. I think a lot of it is backlash against, you know, the pornified culture. But I think what's going on is the conservatives are doing it wrong. Their backlash is, well, let's battle the sexualization of young women with more sexualization. We'll just focus on their virginity.
Right.
So it's a really ineffective way to take on what I think is a real problem. You know, hypersexualization of young women is an absolute real problem. But the way to handle it is not to, you know, focus even more on young women's sexuality and tell them they have to be virgins. Let's, you know, have a little bit more of a nuanced way of talking about women.
We're talking with Jessica Valenti, the author of the new book, The Purity Myth, How America's Obsession with Virginity is Hurting Young Women. What we're going to do is we're going to take a break here, and we're going to come back after the break, and I'll preview the question I'm going to ask you, and you think on it through the break, which is the question of, how much different is it here in the United States than it is in other, well, for instance, industrialized countries? So think on that, and after we'll get to what you think about that after the break. I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Again, we're going to be talking, and we are talking, with Jessica Valenti, the author of the new book, The Purity Myth, How America's Obsession with Virginity is Hurting Young Women, a very new and very controversial book. So stick around. It is 49 degrees in Denver, going up to 74, one of those days that you're thanking the Lord you're living on the Front Range here in Colorado. Hopefully traffic isn't bad. Let's get a traffic report from John Turk.
Well, David, it's bad if you're coming out of Aurora. Got our first crash of the morning, southbound 225 after Yosemite, sitting there on the right-hand shoulder, causing backups past Parker Road, though. Northbounders also sluggish there as you make your way around the spillway. Stop-and-go conditions, southbound 25 as well, heading into downtown. I-70 taking you past Spear Boulevard. Also sluggish, eastbound 270 and westbound 76 heading into downtown. Also on the south end, eastbound C-470 showing some slow speeds, Kipling to Santa Fe. Your forecast today, mostly sunny, breezy and warm, high near 75. It's currently 48 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
You're on your motorcycle. Nothing catches you off guard. Until
the miles ahead. Let Midas keep your car ready. Midas is total car care. From replacing your brakes and changing your oil to a full range of tire services, factory scheduled maintenance, tune-ups, and advanced diagnostics. And great service comes with great value. Just go to Midas.com for special offers. For total car care, trust your car to the experts. Midas, we're on this road together.
It's spring, and you'll save a ton of green at The Lumber Guy. New inventories arriving every week. You'll find something for every home improvement or new building project, no matter what the size. The Lumber Guy has the best prices in the area on dimensional lumber, windows, trim, doors, and more. Visit The Lumber Guy today and start saving. They're easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, turn right at 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Santa Fe Pottery has all the touches you need to make your yard a special place to be. Their spring sale is going on now. Hurry in for the best selection on a wide variety of planters, pots, sunfaces, chiminadas, and more. For the first time ever, Old Santa Fe Pottery is taking 20% off their glazed outdoor pottery. During the spring sale, all Mexican outdoor pottery is 30% off. Old Santa Fe Pottery Spring Sale. You'll find savings and selection on the perfect pieces for your yard. Old Santa Fe Pottery, 2485 South Santa Fe Drive, just south of Evans.
9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Get out there and see them in person. Rocky's Auto is located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Hi, this is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Hey, it's Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Do you have missing teeth? Get a permanent solution. Dr. Lori Kemet and her associates at Incredible Smiles have new scanning technology to accurately place implants in the densest part of the bone without the need for exploratory incisions. Eliminate loose partials or painful dentures. Replace missing teeth without bridges. Get incredible implants at Incredible Smiles. Call now for a complimentary consultation. 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
Hanging around downtown by myself, and I had so much time to sit down.
721 here in Denver. April the 29th, 2009. We're talking with Jessica Valenti, the author of The Purity Myth, How America's Obsession with Virginity is Hurting Young Women. Her blog is at www.feministing.com. And my question before the break was, how different is this purity myth and our schizophrenic attitude towards sex, and specifically sex as it relates to women, how different is that in other countries, other industrialized countries, from here in the United States, where we, again, obviously have this really weird schizophrenic problem with these issues?
Yeah, you know, I think that most cultures have, an obsession with women's virginity. But what's really unique about the U.S. is how explicit we are about it. You know, we have straight-up virginity pledges. We have purity balls that are so incredibly symbolic. And if you ever have a chance to, you know, watch one on YouTube, I highly recommend you do it. They're really disturbing. We just make no qualms about the fact that we're commodifying virginity, that, you know, we kind of hearken back to the day when women's virginity and their bodies were property, and we don't seem to have a problem putting that message out there at all. It's interesting.
Is this some sort of extension of the backlash to the 60s and to the 70s. I mean, you know, I'm working on a book right now about it's about the 80s. And one of my things that I'm looking into is like how the 80s began this really 30-year backlash to redefine the 60s as this awful time of like, you know, the 80s was this very conservative era, and we've been living through a conservative era, and that part of that has been to try to redefine the 60s as this awful era of of political radicalism and counterculture and lax sexual mores, and that the conservatives, their cultural argument has been, we've got to basically restore, you know, basically 1950s America, if you will. And so I'm wondering if this, you know, purity balls and this commodification of virginity and this purity myth, as you say, about women and specifically young women and virginity, is this all part of that bigger campaign?
Absolutely. It absolutely is. I mean, if you look at a lot of the books on purity or the anti-hookup books, which are really kind of, you know, promoting this message, they all blame feminism in the 1960s and the 1970s and really blame women's equality with why, you know, women are supposedly promiscuous or why, you know, there's a problem in present culture with young women. So absolutely, it's really quite shocking, actually. Almost every book on the purity culture or promoting virginity kind of names feminism as the foe to fight against.
Meaning that the problem is that essentially the argument is that women became overly promiscuous as a result of fighting for things like equal pay or equal treatment in the workplace.
Right. Well, what their argument is that when women got equal rights, they got equal sexual rights. And that was a big problem because supposedly women are now going out having sex, quote unquote, like men, whatever that means. So that's what they see as the real problem, that women have kind of abandoned, you know, traditional sexual roles. Because, you know, to them, women are not supposed to like sex. You know, that's for the guys.
Right.
Women are supposed to have kind of perma headaches and only want to have sex when they're married to have babies. So that's really what they see as the problem.
I mean, if that was really the way life was, it would be sex would be kind of a bummer. I mean, I don't know, that whole conception has always weirded me out. The whole idea that women don't have a good time when they have sex. I mean, that's just a bummer. And we're talking to Jessica Valenti, the author of The Purity Myth: How America's Obsession with Virginity is Hurting Young Women. Okay, so I've got to ask. I have been since dating and then getting married to the same woman, Emily. I have been forced into, and we joke about this, I say at against my own will, she says that's not true because I find myself flipping over to it, but I have been forced into originally watching Sex and the City. And I'm not, I know as a guy I'm not supposed to really admit that, but I'm admitting it now on the airwaves. So there's 50,000 watts promoting that message that yes, I've watched and I do watch Sex and the City. So my question is this, and I've been in an argument with my wife about this. My take is, and granted, I'm a man and I'm conscious of that, so I can't speak for women, but here's what I don't understand. This show gets billed as, like, you know, really about women's independence and they get to do everything that guys do, and yet the way all the characters, but particularly the women, because it's a show, those are the main characters, the way they deal with sex is they sort of jump right into the over-sexualized, they jump into the other side, not the purity myth. They're sort of, so I guess there's, to me, it looks like part of the value of that show is that it busts the purity myth, but then it also kind of like plays into the over-sexualized, over-pornography culture that says that women are just, you know, sexual objects. So, first of all, where's the middle ground here, right? There's either you either have like purity or you're like, or there's promiscuity. And how do you actually, how do we get to a place where we can actually talk about these issues where it's not just polarized like that?
Sure. Well, Sex and the City, I have to say, I tend to agree with you. I think Sex and the City was great in that it was one of the first shows where the writing really had women, you know, talking explicitly, and I think that's great and showed female friendships and showed female sexuality. But at the end of the day, for me, it really was just a show about women who were obsessed with men and shopping. And I don't really see that as necessarily a progressive message. So I'm kind of, you know, of two minds of it. But with them getting towards the middle ground, I mean, I think what's interesting is that you know, most women live their lives in that middle ground, right? Like, this idea that we're all, you know, promiscuous or virginal and chaste is just ridiculous. I think the hurdle is how do we get that middle ground represented? Because when you see stuff about sex in the media, you know, whether it's headlines about Girls Gone Wild or whatnot, they really only tend to, you know, promote one or the other. When it's just not, it's not realistic at all.
That's right. That's right. And I completely agree. And I would actually say, I actually believe that it's like, it's kind of like, these things are, they're symbiotic, right? The purity myth and the pornography culture, they're kind of symbiotic. It's like if you have a culture that's so afraid that at one point the public culture, the politicians, you know, official culture is so afraid of sex, then it's going to be, you know, it's going to be, there's going to be an outlet for it somewhere in some dark corners of that culture, and the outlet will be like really kind of extreme and really kind of gross. Because look, no matter what any of us do, hormones are still out there, right? I mean, you know, women, men, there's going to need to be an outlet for people to deal with their hormones. And so if you suppress any kind of realistic, rational look at any of this stuff, you're going to get stuff at the extremes, unfortunately, like, you know, like the pornographied culture. Jessica Valenti, of the author of The Purity Myth, How America's Obsession with Virginity is Hurting Young Women. Her blog is at www.feministing.com. Thank you so much for taking the time. I really, really appreciate it. Really, really great. And good luck with the book tour. And let us know if you later on your book tour, if you happen to be coming through this region, just let us know and we'll help you promote the heck out of this book, okay?
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
Thank you. That was Jessica Valenti, the author of the new book, The Purity Myth, How America's Obsession with Virginity is Hurting Young Women. I encourage everybody to pick up this book, man or woman, because I think it doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman to find real value in this book. I know when I was reading through it, it's like some of these things, it's not that I disagree with them, I just hadn't thought of them in such an explicit way. And maybe it's just me. I'm kind of obsessed with this idea of being media literate and culturally literate and sort of getting to the heart of all of these messages that are being thrown at you, advertising, television, all sorts of media that seem to just pass in one ear and go out the other, but they're actually delivering very, very powerful messages. And this book, The Purity Myth, How America's Obsession with Virginity is Hurting Young Women, is exactly one of those kinds of books that helps you decode all of those messages that are being fired at you. I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take the last half hour here, and we're going to talk about, I'm going to throw out the question. What do you think about what Jessica Valenti just said? Do you think there is this purity myth out there? Do you think this purity culture, this idea of virginity and being chaste, do you think this is real? Do you think it's out there? Do you think it hurts young women? Or do you think it's the right thing? Do you think that's the right message? Do you think there's no negative social effects of that? 303-713-7600. And then in the 8 a.m. hour, what we're going to do is we're going to go back to some more political stories. But for now, I want to hear your thoughts on the purity myth. Is Jessica Valenti, the author, is she right? Is she right that this purity myth, this idea that young women must remain chaste and virginity being deified as this absolutely important standard in our society, is there a negative effect to all of that? Is she right? Or is she wrong? 303-713-7600 is the number. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Thank you, David. This crash southbound 225 near Yosemite is really hampered things getting out of Aurora. Parker Road to 25, a real busy spot. Crews are trying to clean this up. It's on the right-hand shoulder, but expect some delays there. Northbounders also hitting them around the Parker Spillway. A westbound turnpike starting to build for us. Sheridan Boulevard out to Church Ranch. Eastbounders going to hit the brakes from Pecos to 25, but really a pretty standard drive going for us. Speeds are already improving on I-25 south. southbound side. Busy in North Glen, again downtown, but speeds are popping up into the 30s. So looking like a pretty nice commute going on this morning. Your forecast, also nice, sunny, highs in the mid-70s. Right now, 48 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The economy have you down? Fight back. Use a product that works as hard as you do. Pick up a bag of Colorado-made, organic-based Rich Lawn Turf Food. Rich Lawn Turf Food will keep your lawn healthy and improve your soil. Visit richlawn.com for a dealer near you. Go green. Go Rich Lawn.
100 days ago, we said, yes, we can. Tonight, AM 760 brings you... Come to Jared and experience the legend of Le'Veon.
That's Jared!
The design and craftsmanship of Le'Veon jewelry, including the delicious new trends, Le'Veon chocolate diamonds, Le'Veon chocolate cultured South Sea pearls, and raspberry rhodolite garnets in strawberry gold, must be seen to be appreciated. Visit Jared to understand why Le'Veon has devoted collectors the world over.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at jared.com.
Call me when you get there. Don't forget to eat your veggies.
You love your mom. So Walmart with MoneyGram is rolling back the price of sending her money to just $8 outside the U.S. Just $8 on amounts up to $200 to countries such as India and the Philippines. $8 worldwide money transfer because you think the world of your mom. Save money. Live better. Walmart. Currency exchange rates will apply. Licensed as a money transmitter by the New York State Banking Department. Only at Walmart with MoneyGram until 7/27/09.
Men, did you know your prostate can affect your quality of life? It can affect your urine flow and stream. And let's be honest, it might even affect intimacy. Don't ignore the importance of your prostate. See your doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that works with your body to support prostate health and normal urine flow. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate targeted nutrition. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-491-8149. That's 1-800-491-8149. Don't put off this important phone call. With Beta Prostate, your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. Call 1-800-491-8149. That's 1-800-491-8149.
You know how windy it can get here in Colorado, not to mention our rain, snow, hot sun. Why not get the most durable patio furniture you can find at Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder? Hi, it's April Zesbaugh. April is heavy metal month at Freehoff's, which means they've got a ton of wrought iron and other metal tables and chairs all month. All of their furniture has been tested and selected for our harsh climate here. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's, at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder. The quality and deals make it worth the drive from anywhere.
800-601-1860. They're going fast. Don't miss out on your free sample. Call right now. 1-800-601-1860. 1-800-601-1860.
Come to Jared and experience the legend of Le'Veon.
That's Jared!
The design and craftsmanship of Le'Veon jewelry, including the delicious new trends, Le'Veon chocolate diamonds, Le'Veon chocolate cultured South Sea pearls, and raspberry rhodolite garnets in strawberry gold, must be seen to be appreciated. Visit Jared to understand why Le'Veon has devoted collectors the world over.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at jared.com.
If you're a contractor, four of the most beautiful words you can hear are, "I like your quote." To help you hear that more often, the Home Depot has lowered the price of over 1,000 items pros use the most. And right now you can save $25 to $300 instantly when you buy select power tools during the Ultimate Power Deal event, which can then lead to the four best words of all. You got the job. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through May 6th in U.S. only. See store for details.
'80s supergroup Berlin. That's what you're listening to. Love '80s music. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. In the last couple segments, we heard from Jessica Valenti, the author of the controversial new book, The Purity Myth, how America's obsession with virginity is hurting young women. And so the question of the next couple segments is, Do you think she's right? Do you think there's a downside to all of this focus on women being chaste, on abstinence, on purity balls, deifying, if you will, virginity? She says that there is a downside, that in that our culture, in pushing this message so hard, is reinforcing the broader message to women that their worth is only based on their sexual behavior. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Again, the number is 303-713-7600. Is there a downside to all of this deification of virginity to young women? This is a really controversial book. Let's see what you think. Let's go to Noelle in Denver. Noelle.
Well, David, I think there's a downside to not practicing safe sex. There's we live in a day and age where the sexually transmitted diseases run rampant, and it seems so many young women are contracting some type of sexually transmitted disease that has a relationship to cervical cancer or this or that. So there is something to that.
Hold on. There's a difference between practicing safe sex and not having sex.
Right. I'm actually Orthodox. And the way, I'm raising my daughter is right, that she does not have sex with anyone but her husband. Personally, I think it's a great thing. I didn't grow up that way.
But wait, let me just interrupt you, and I promise I'll let you respond. But what I'm trying to get at is, it's not, this is less an issue of what you teach your kids, right? What the parent child discussion is, as opposed to what our pop culture tells kids. Now maybe you don't make a distinction, but I think there's a difference between a parent saying, hey, here's a way that we look at sex and this whole set of issues, and I want to tell you about it. And then there's another whole set of issues that comes with pop culture deification of different things. And what Jessica Valenti was saying is, look, pop culture right now deifies two contradictory things. It deifies sex, but it also vilifies women if they are sexual. So I'll let you go on. I just want to be clear. I'm trying to get at the pop culture message of this idea that women should be judged based on how sexually active or inactive they are.
Only if I could turn around the tables and judge men equally.
Meaning what?
You know, it's true. Men historically, like, how many partners have you had? You know, but if you turn around the tables on them, it doesn't hold water. It doesn't mean anything.
Well, right. That's exactly her point. Her point is that there certainly is a double standard, that there's a huge double standard. But what she also argues is that the fact, it's not really a double standard because there is no standard for men. Right? There's just no standard.
Right.
She's saying that women are unduly judged in general based on their sexual activity. And in specific, this purity myth basically says the worth of a woman is how sexually pure or impure that they are. And she's saying, you know, there's a big downside to that. Now, you're saying that, well, you teach your kids that you should only have sex with the person that you marry. And what I'm wondering is whether you think, beyond what you're telling your kids, do you think there is a problem with deifying in the pop culture this idea that a woman's purity is what she should base her worth on?
Yes, it's not natural, and I don't think that, I think it's the bar is too high if you're going to try to hold to that standard.
Well, I'll ask you one other question. With your kid, you're teaching your kid, you should only have sex with, who you marry. Now,
right.
Let's just say, and maybe you don't want to think about this, but let's just say years from now, I don't know how old your child is, but you're...
Three.
How old?
We're good. Three.
Three, okay. So it's hopefully many years from now that your child, is 17, 18, going to college or senior, and they have a serious boyfriend and she has She has sex with somebody and doesn't end up and is out of wedlock. I mean, are you gonna? You're not as a parent. I mean, you might disapprove of that, but you're not gonna see them as any less, you know, less value.
Absolutely not. We all make, you know, bad choices, or you know, hopefully she did it in a safe way, and then it was, you know, just a bad choice, not reckless.
Right. Right. And what this book is basically saying is that. It's not just parents who are saying, it's one thing for parents to say, look, here's how we respect sex. It's another thing for pop culture to so deify sexual and make judgments via sexual behavior, judgments on women by their sexual behavior, that there's some real downsides to it. But I want to be clear, and you've raised a good point, and I want to make sure I'm clear. What this book is talking about and what I think we want to talk about is not what parents are telling their kids, because every parent needs to tell their kids what they want to, you know, every parent needs to be a parent, if you will. Mm-hmm. But it's the issue of what is our pop culture continuing to ram down all of our throats. Noelle, thanks for the call.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.
Let's go to Mark in Denver. Mark.
Hey, I called in similar to the last caller, when you were talking about parenting issues. But I'll go with the cultural thing. I guess to me it seems that the author is just skipping over one of the major downsides, and that's she's talking about promiscuity or virginity, and those are the extremes. I guess what I'm trying to say, the cultural thing just sort of caught me off guard, sorry. With valuing either one of those or devaluing either one of those, you get a culture that is certainly schismed. And with regards to what she was talking about last was the purity ball seemed to give value to owning a woman or giving value only to her sexuality. What I called in was about that. I think one thing she's missed, and I think she's assuming the same thing most of culture does, is that men's value in their sexual purity is not valued. It doesn't matter. And I didn't have sex before I was married, neither did my wife. I think one of the things I wanted to say about that was that it gave value to both of us that we hadn't done that, because then through, if you know what marriage really means, is that it is a sort of ownership. It's not a pure freestyle lifestyle that, you know, my wife can't say, you know, can't go to the bar tonight or whatever, and I can't. There is a sort of ownership there. It's not in the same style that, you know, sadly cultures used to have over women, where men were truly masters and women were virtual slaves.
But here's the issue. The issue is, it's one thing for you and your wife to make that decision for yourselves. The question is whether that ethos should be, whether there's a problem with that ethos being so heavily marketed as the standard. If you follow what I'm saying, meaning that ethos, according to Jessica Valenti in her book, that ethos is marketed as the standard by which women should be judged.
I don't think it should be just women. I think it should be men.
But I don't think anybody should be judged. What I'm saying, the position that I don't think our culture should be making and so focused on that judgment. If you get what I mean.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree with you. It's not about a judgment. It doesn't lessen a person's value if they have sex before marriage or if they have sex and they never get married. It's not about the value judgment, I guess. To me, it's the lack of value placed on your own body, if you will. Saying that I'm going to go give a very, very intimate part of my someone else and then eventually get married. I just guess that it's what I'm trying to say, but it's, I understand what you're saying about the whole judgment thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I dated a woman who had had sex, and we never had sex.
Right, and you didn't, and the thing,
and I didn't value her less.
That's exactly, and that's exactly right. That's exactly the point. Is that society, the culture, the pop culture would lead you to value her less. Now you didn't, but there is this very serious psychological effect of a pop culture that tells you to value, to judge women. And again, you said you didn't judge her that way, but there is a very powerful part of society that says you should judge her by that. And that's what this book is trying to explain. 3737600. I'm David Sirota, filling in here for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about the purity myth, how America's obsession with virginity is hurting young women. Do you think our obsession with this idea of virginity and purity does have a negative downside? Sally in Denver, what do you think? Hello, Sally.
Hi, how are you?
Good, what do you think?
I'm a high school counselor, and for 28 years, I've seen the ugly side of this valuing girls just for their virginity in the high schools. And girls called names when they finally get physically involved with their long-term boyfriends. And one of the things that it does is it keeps them from getting adequate birth control information ahead of time.
Why?
Because sometimes after several years with the same boyfriend, they're getting close and physical pressures are building up. They're in love. They're getting close to intercourse, and they want to come to a counselor and find out about birth control, and they think that the counselor will think less of them. They don't get the information, and there have been several of these kids that I've known over the 28 years that unfortunately get pregnant their first time.
So you absolutely believe that there is a down. I mean, this is an absolute concrete example of a downside of the purity myth.
Yeah, and it's very, very sad, and it keeps kids from getting some really good kids that, you know, are really in love with each other and in long-term relationships. They're so innocent that they don't get the birth control information that they really need.
Sally, thank you. Thank you so much for calling.
Thanks for
bringing this into the debate. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
7:50, I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Is the deification of virginity, is there a downside to it? That's what author Jessica Valenti says in her new book, The Purity Myth, How America's Obsession with Virginity is Hurting Young Women. Give us a call. Let us know if you do think there's a negative to this. 303-713-7600. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Crew's still trying to clean up this crash. Southbound 225 around Yosemite. It's still sitting on the right-hand shoulder, and these delays go back past Park Road almost to Iliff. Northbound side of 225 also busy there around the spillway on I-25. Got stop and go on the southbound side in the normal spots, 104th to 84th, again from 48th past 20th. And now northbound side really filling in the Tech Center Orchard Road to Yale. Going to take you an extra 5-10 minutes. Also busy on 36, both westbound beginning at Sheridan, eastbounders at Federal. And the rest of the drive looking pretty standard for us. Seeing some heavier volumes there around the mousetrap on I-70 as well. And that's taking you into the elevated deck of I-70 there, heading towards DIA. Your forecast, mostly sunny, breezy, and warm. A high near 75, currently 50 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Dick's Sporting Goods sneak preview is going on now in Aurora. It's all here. Great prices on a huge selection of sports gear for every athlete. If you buy sporting goods somewhere else, you'll pay too much. Get to Dick's Sporting Goods sneak preview, going on now on South Ironton Street in Aurora.
Don't open just any door. Open the door to your dream home with the Century 21 Paths to Your Dream sweepstakes. One winner will get the chance to win $221,000 towards a new home. Go to century21.com/sweepstakes to enter.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older and legal U.S. resident to enter. Void in Kansas, Missouri, New Jersey, Oklahoma, and Rhode Island. Details at century21.com/sweepstakes. Odds winning depend on number of entries. As May 16th, each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
Hi, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SOLARIPS.com.
Santa Fe Pottery has all the touches you need to make your yard a special place to be. Their spring sale is going on now. Hurry in for the best selection on a wide variety of planters, pots, sunfaces, chimeneas, and more. For the first time ever, Old Santa Fe Pottery is taking 20% off their glazed outdoor pottery. During the spring sale, all Mexican outdoor pottery is 30% off. Old Santa Fe Pottery spring sale. You'll find savings and selection on the perfect pieces for your yard. Old Santa Fe Pottery, 2485 South Santa Fe Drive, just south of Evans.
Spring, and you'll save a ton of green at The Lumber Guy. New inventory is arriving every week. You'll find something for every home improvement or new building project, no matter what the size. The Lumber Guy has the best prices in the area on dimensional lumber, windows, trim, doors, and more. Visit The Lumber Guy today and start saving. They're easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, turn right at 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Need at a fraction of the cost of traditional officing, so you can project a larger image with a smaller amount of money. Imagine having 24/7 access to meeting space at a prestigious address on an as-needed basis, or a trained receptionist to promptly answer calls, then screen, announce, and forward them to you without the cost of a full-time dedicated assistant. Let Intelligent Office show you how to operate professionally within a limited budget. Find the location nearest you at intelligentoffice.com.
Our offices are coast to coast, including Denver and Boulder. 303-447-9000. IntelligentOffice.com or 303-447-9000.
Hi, I'm Kate Berkeley of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of an honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cotman, where you'll never get the runaround. We pride ourselves on giving you superior service and straight talk about your maintenance needs. If money's tight, we also have financing options to get you back on the road. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime, 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
How much could you be saving on car insurance? $300, $400, $500? There's a way to find out. Just go to geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
.756. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. 47 degrees going up to 74 today. The purity myth. How America's obsession with virginity is hurting young women. Do you think the deification of virginity in our pop culture has a downside? 303-713-7600. It's the new book from Jessica Valenti. We interviewed her here in the first half of this hour. We'll go back to the phones. Pierre. Hello, Pierre.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, I think there's a few sides to this. That one is the one mother talking about, you know, the sexually transmitted disease as well. They're finding now, because girls think they have to be virgins, that oral sex is, you know, perfectly acceptable. So
That's interesting. That's interesting.
Well, and what they're finding out is that herpes of the mouth is getting to be very prevalent, and it never used to be. So, you know, I know I have friends that have teenage daughters, and they talk about this all the time. That, oh, well, we don't have sex. We just give boys a popsicle. And it's like, oh, my God, you know, and so... That's one thing. I think that's ridiculous. Two, you know, when you get married, if you've been a virgin all your life, and you'll never know if you marry someone that is terrible in bed, and then you end up hating sex after within a year or two because it's just not that enjoyable to you because they, you know, don't know what they're doing or whatever. And so it's not fair to women either that, you know, I don't think you should be promiscuous, but I think you should at least have a little sexual experience so that you, too, can enjoy sex and have a full fulfilling relationship.
Well, and Jessica Valenti made the point, you know, and I'm glad you bring it up. She made the point that one of the parts of the purity myth is that women don't and shouldn't enjoy sex. That's part of what our pop culture, how our pop culture illustrates women in movies and television. And you're right, that has a huge downside. Thanks for the call. Okay, we're going to go to the top of the news. I'll give you a little bit of a brief news rundown after the top of that news, and then we'll get back to this debate over the purity myth. Stick around.
Now, there's a lot of ways you can stay connected to us. You can listen to AM 760.
Ladies, let's face it, aging is inevitable. So if you want to look younger, you have two choices, the Hollywood way or the Night Skin way. We all know the Hollywood way, surgery, injections, or chemicals, but they're risky, painful, and expensive. But now there's Night Skin, a safe, age-erasing miracle created by award-winning cosmetic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. Night Skin stimulates the growth of collagen and elastin, which is what keeps your skin looking firm and youthful. And it has pigment reducers to fade those ugly, dark spots that always seem to pop up in the most revealing places. Night Skin is facial while you sleep. And best of all, Night Skin is guaranteed to make your skin look tighter, lighter, and brighter than it has in years.
To try Night Skin risk-free, dial 1-800-291-5953. That's 1-800-291-5953. Night Skin will help your skin look younger, and today you can try it completely risk-free. Dial 1-800-291-5953. That's 1-800-291-5953.
Warranty. So give us a call at 720-200-2700 or click on ColoradoWindowSource.com or stop by our showroom on the southwest corner of County Line in Quebec in Highlands Ranch.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sevapani.
An infant in Texas has died as a result of this virus.
This virus is the swine flu, and the child, 23 months old, was the first person to die of swine flu in this country. It happened at a hospital in Houston. A city health official says the child had come from Mexico to get treatment. President Obama says the government will do everything it can to limit the spread of swine flu, but he says everyone has to play a part.
Keep your hands washed, cover your mouth when you cough, stay home from work if you are sick, keep your children home from school if they're sick.
One child with a probable case of swine flu is the reason Chicago's Joyce Kilmer Elementary School has been closed. Dr. Terry Mason is the city's health commissioner.
I want to emphasize that the building is not a problem. The reason that we've asked the students to stay home is because the transmission of flu happens student to student, not doorknob to student.
In Mexico, where the outbreak began, CBS's Adrian Bard tells us some people are ignoring common sense precautions.
On the streets, you can still see some little food stands where people maybe prepare food for lunch, just tacos or whatever, with their hands. I've seen people making food. They're not even wearing a mask. They're touching food with their hand and serving it to people.
Egypt has started slaughtering the country's 300,000 pigs, even though it hasn't had a single confirmed case of swine flu. A top European official is talking about a possible ban on travel to Mexico.
I'm Steve Kathan. Here in the U.S., major cruise lines have suspended Mexican port calls. Rob Kalpak, a travel agent in Atlanta, says vacations are being scrapped left and right.
Anybody that previously was looking at Mexico with me as a destination, they've changed their minds. They don't want to go.
A growing number of universities have halted their study abroad programs in Mexico for now. Cuba and Argentina have suspended all Mexico flights. Canadian airlines are canceling some too, Frank.
Citigroup reportedly wants government permission to pay key employees retention bonuses. The Wall Street Journal says some workers are threatening to bolt unless they get the money. Banking consultant Bert Ely.
If those folks leave because they aren't being paid what they can get elsewhere, that's actually going to hurt Citigroup and potentially taxpayers.
The backlash against big losses and big bonuses is behind a move at today's Bank of America stockholders meeting to fire CEO Ken Lewis and the company's board of directors.
This does not look like it's going to succeed, but it is a major blemish on Ken Lewis, who is really struggling right now.
CBS MoneyWatch.com editor-in-chief Jill Schlesinger. A government report puts the drop in first quarter business activity at a bigger than expected 6.1% annual rate, but some economists say they're encouraged by a pickup in personal income and consumer spending. Spending posted the best gain in 2 years. An American Lung Association report says 3 out of 5 of us live in places where the air isn't fit to breathe. In early Wall Street trading, the averages are higher. The Dow is ahead 118 points. This is CBS News.
The Guarantee.
It comes with the Midas Secure Stop Brake Service. Right now, we'll install new brake pads or shoes for just $99.99 per axle and guarantee them for as long as you own your car. The Midas Secure Stop Brake Service, just $99.99 per axle. Midas, we're on this road together.
Additional parts and labor extra shop fees may apply. See manager for guarantee terms. Most vehicles limited time offer at participating Midas.
Now at the Home Depot, get 2 6-inch annuals for just $3. These are vibrant, attractive flowers carefully chosen to thrive in your region at a fraction of their usual price. Use the cash you save to buy another armful of color without digging deeper into your budget. 2 6-inch annuals, now just $3. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through May 3rd, U.S. only, while supplies last. Limit 10 per customer.
Winning a PC is as easy as 345PC.com. 345PC.com.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Colorado health officials are still waiting for the swine flu virus to surface here, but the outbreak's creating plenty of business for local medical supply companies. Arvada Mountain View Medical Supply is setting its own records.
32 boxes of masks in an hour.
Michelle Silas says those boxes contain 50 masks apiece and that Mountain View normally doesn't sell such a quantity in an entire day. State health officials are encouraging basic hygiene, such as hand washing. Business news, Quest Communications says its first quarter earnings rose 37%, helped by cost cutting and strong results from its business services unit. Quest says its shares are up from 8 to 12 cents compared with a year ago. And bear problems in Rocky Mountain National Park. Backcountry campers will soon be required to carry bear-proof food canisters. Park officials say increasing numbers of bears have been raiding campers' food stashes. Sports, Padres over the Rockies 4-3 last night. The rubber match of that series is this afternoon at Coors Field. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
No crashes or stalls to get in your way, but we are seeing delays, like on the southbound side of 225. This is after that Parker curve taking you up towards DTC. We're also seeing slowdowns on the boulder-bound lanes of the turnpike, starting just past Sheridan, taking you towards Wadsworth and beyond as you are making your way towards Boulder. Now, as far as the rest of the highways go, slowdowns northbound 225 between Parker Road up towards Mississippi. We're also seeing delays in both directions of I-25 past DU. I'm Todd Parker. Progressive Talk.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Right now, your business could use a banker who's been through it and stuck with it. Citywide has been helping metro area businesses thrive for more than 45 years. Bank local. Bank Citywide. CitywideBanks.com.
If you're a contractor, four of the most beautiful words you can hear are, "I like your quote." To help you hear that more often, the Home Depot has lowered the price of over 1,000 items pros use the most.
Old Santa Fe Pottery has all the touches you need to make your yard a special place to be. Their spring sale is going on now. Hurry in for the best selection on a wide variety of planters, pots, sunfaces, chimeneas, and more. For the first time ever, Old Santa Fe Pottery is taking 20% off their glazed outdoor pottery. During the spring sale, all Mexican outdoor pottery is 30% off. Old Santa Fe Pottery Spring Sale. You'll find savings and selection on the perfect pieces for your yard. Old Santa Fe Pottery, 2485 South Santa Fe Drive, just south of Evans.
This is the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
8:06, I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Beautiful morning on the Front Range. 47 degrees going up to 74. As promised, we're going to do a truncated news update, and then we're going to get back to our question of the day. So let's have our news music here. Our new news, we're rolling this out, our new news music. The Sopranos music. We just thought it sounded the right tempo. All right, some national news. Bank regulation case pits the United States against the states. In the Supreme Court, we have an effort to use the court to allow the federal government to prevent states from regulating the finance industry. That's not good news. New York Times op-ed by Olympia Snow, one of the last remaining moderate Republican senators, after Arlen Specter, the Pennsylvania senator, longtime Republican, said he was changing parties to become a Democrat. And Snow has an op-ed in the New York Times, about what is going on, what is happening to her party, how it is being cleansed by extremists, conservative extremists. A very interesting piece. I suggest you read it. On Tuesday, the Service Employees International Union, MoveOn.org, and other activist groups are staging protests, or did stage protests, at Bank of America branches across the country. And they are demanding that Bank of America, which is a huge chunk is owned by taxpayers, fire Ken Lewis, the CEO. So the anger at the bailout is ramping up. New report says about 2 in 3 Americans are living in areas with unhealthy air pollution levels, despite a growing environmental movement and more stringent laws aimed at improving air quality. And in the most disgusting story of the day, Citigroup, which is about one-third owned by you and me, the taxpayer, is asking for the Treasury Department for permission to pay special bonuses to many key executives. These people know no shame. Gotta give them that. They know no shame at all. In the state, in Colorado, the law mandating everybody wear a seatbelt and allowing police to pull you over if you're not got initial approval in the state Senate, so it's moving forward. There's an effort by members of Congress and the Colorado delegation to steer millions of dollars in new credit resources to Weld County after the collapse of New Frontier Bank. Smokers in Colorado will have to cough up more tax per pack if a bill moves forward in the legislature that would remove the sales tax exemption on cigarettes. That would raise $30 million a year. Fort Collins, Colorado, reports that 2 potential swine flu cases in Colorado have now been submitted to federal scientists for testing, with the results expected to arrive today. The CDC reports, by the way, that there's been the first official death in the United States from swine flu. A new law clarifying and protecting the rights of bicyclists in our state on roads is raising the ire of the Boulder County Sheriff, who said it will be very difficult or impossible to enforce any laws against the cyclists under this new law. Weld County District Attorney Ken Buck, who yesterday said he wasn't running for the Senate, today says that he is, that he's running for the Republican nomination to face Senator Michael Bennett, the appointed senator. AP reports that a bill allowing partners of gay and lesbian state workers to get health insurance coverage is now headed to the governor's desk for signing. He is, I believe, expected to sign it. A new study by the Western Resource Advocates watchdog group says that oil shale development in Colorado will run our state dry of water. That's on Westward. Washington State has passed the National Popular Vote Bill, which we are considering here in Colorado, the bill to apportion our Electoral College votes to the winner of the National Popular Vote. So that's big news. And now we'll get back to the topic of the day, the purity myth. We talked to Jessica Valenti, the author of this controversial new book, The Purity Myth, How America's Obsession with Virginity is Hurting Young Women. And we want to get your take on whether you think there is a downside to this deification of virginity in our pop culture. And her whole book asserts that there really is, that it hurts young women. These purity balls and statements in the media about how abstinence is the greatest thing in the world. And she says there's a big downside in that it makes women feel, young women, feel that they are judged only by their sexuality. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Get in on the conversation. It's a very controversial topic. 303-713-7600. And before I forget, AM760 Progressive Dojo. We're going to move that. It's going to be here and at 850 KOA in the 9 a.m. hour tomorrow. I will be debating Mike Rosen, the conservative talk show host, over Obama's first 100 days. I was going to do the 100 days thing today, but I think we're going to put that off till tomorrow when Rosen and I go at it. And so if you want to see some fire, we'll hear some. Make sure to tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m. It's going to be simulcast on both networks. All right, the number, 303-713-7600. Is there a downside to the deification of abstinence and virginity? Does that hurt young women, as Jessica Valenti in her new book asserts? Very controversial book, The Purity Myth, How America's Obsession with Virginity is Hurting Young Women. We've got a couple open lines, 303-713-7600. Dave in Boulder, what do you think? Dave.
Hey, man, look, I'm enjoying your show, but you are a married guy, right?
Yep.
So, I want to speak frank with you, and I just don't want to, kind of sugarcoat this. You know, me and a friend of mine is having a conversation. I was telling him, we can't even call America a Christian nation no more because we have no virgins. Okay? That's an underline to this story, and this one particular perspective from a female's book doesn't necessarily represent all truth. Now, there are a lot of women out here that generally dislike the fact that Christianity holds them to a higher standard, or hold them to a higher standard when it comes to sexual morals. And a lot of women ain't with that because they feel, being a woman, the Bible require you to be submissive, the Bible require you to be pure, so forth, so on. And, the Bible's been around for a long time, and it hasn't been really working all that well in those particular areas, okay? Now, women, they want sexual freedom, and they like to say they want to have sex like men, but they want the sexual freedom to go and do as they please, and they have to suffer the consequences that we guys suffer for doing that as well.
What do guys suffer for that?
I mean, we lose our marriages, we lose our jobs, sometimes we lose our friends, so forth, so on. I mean, it seems as if women want to take, if a woman wants to take on the sexual role of doing and going where she pleases, women of the past have always been labeled as sluts, so forth, so on. But it seems like the women today, they don't want to be called sluts for doing the same thing that most women who have been named that has done.
Yeah, but wait, hold on. The point that Jessica Valenti was making was that, first and foremost, men are not called sluts when they do that. There's no.
Oh, yes, we are.
Well, no, we're not. No. I mean, obviously, yes, there have been, you can probably cite to me that in your life you've heard some, fine. But my point is our culture does not do that nearly as much.
They do it differently with men.
How?
Men, we tend to get the clothes thrown out the window.
Hold on a minute. There are very, very few, and certainly far less than with women, there are very few social consequences, certainly as it's portrayed in our culture. There are very few social consequences to a man being promiscuous, if you will, and there are huge social consequences for a woman being promiscuous.
Now, Dave, let me ask you a question. Have you ever known a guy that's been busted by cheating on his woman?
Yeah, but that's cheating. That's not. We're not talking about that. That's just an issue of cheating. That's an issue of fidelity. I'm talking about whether you're married or not. How sexually men are expected to be, and almost applauded for being sexually very, very sexually active, and women are, in many cases, at least in our pop culture, and in many cases throughout our society, are denigrated for being similarly sexually active.
But Dave, listen, I tell you the truth. Number one, that's a myth that men.
That's a myth.
Consequences for the sexual conduct. We do. I've never known guys who haven't. That's why they sneak. That's why they creep. That's why they try to keep it a secret. But because there are consequences involved. Now, the myth behind the fact that men are paraded for lowering their standards when it comes to sexual choices is not true. Women make sure we pay those consequences. They make sure in the courts They make sure in the house, and they make sure on the job. You know how many times my tire's been flattened, okay? I'm telling you, there are consequences that we guys pay for our sexual choices. And women have to suffer the same fate. They cannot lower the bar and have a party. There's no party for lowering the bar. The party is for when you upheld it, okay? And that's why I respect the women of old more than I do the women today. But as far as just throwing it all in the mix, whereas there's no consequences for the guys, and I just don't agree with that. I think the women are trying to have their cake and eat it too.
All right. I mean, you and I will have to agree to disagree. I think our pop culture, not just our pop culture, I think our culture tolerates male promiscuity and sexual activity far more than it tolerates female sexual activity and promiscuity. I think that there is this, it is seen as a value for women to be chaste, and it is not nearly as valued for men to be chaste in our society. I'm sort of surprised that somebody would argue that that's not true, but everybody's entitled to their opinion. I'm David Sirota, filling in here for J. Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Do you believe that there is a purity myth, and do you think there is a downside to the deification of female virginity? That is the assertion from Jessica Valenti, the author of the new controversial book, The Purity Myth, How America's Obsession with Virginity is Hurting Young Women. Derek in Denver, what do you think?
Hey, I agree with the book. My perspective is that people don't choose to be born with their sexual organs. I mean, that's an essential part of who you are. When you start trying to add moral judgments to, you know, something that's completely natural, you can become, I think, really neurotic about it, and I think a lot of people do.
I think that's right, and I think that we have so much of our culture is revolves around making those value judgments. I mean, so much of television and, you know, fiction writing and movies and even the news surrounds this issue of us as a society making value judgments on people's sexual activity in general, right? That's the whole, you pick up Us magazine or People magazine, and that's the central underlying idea that unifies all of the disparate stories, is that we as a society think we should be making judgments on different people's sexual escapades. We seem to be obsessed with it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we are. I mean, and you know, my point is that you don't choose. I mean, you're not choose to be born as a sexual person, whether male or female. I mean, the same as you don't choose to be born with a heart. I mean, you are. Your heart beats, and you don't get applauded, you know, or valued better if it beats more or less. Or there's no value judgment attached to that part of your being. But with sex, I mean, it's so. I mean, we seem to be so confused about it, you know what I mean?
We are confused about it. And I think part of the reason we are confused about it is that sex has been politicized. And by that I mean our political system, our politics, our debates about issues has now incorporated in so many ways these value judgments about what is good and bad behavior. And I think that has created a really schizophrenic culture whereby the same culture that consumes, a couple $1 billion a year in pornography is a culture that also simultaneously, its most popular television show, American Idol, has a winner, as Jessica Valenti pointed out, who in her winning speech celebrated virginity. I mean, that's really bizarre. It's really schizophrenic for us to be, you know, a huge consumer of porn, and then our most, you know, our best television, not our best, our one of our most watched television shows is won by a woman who says, I just want to say it's not bad to wear a promise ring because not every guy and a girl wants to be a slut, which whether you agree with that or not, what that's saying is that we should, as a society, be making judgments on these sexual issues. We should be judging others. And Jessica Valenti, the author of The Purity Myth, says that there is a real downside to this. Derek, thanks for the call. 822, I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 47 degrees going up into the mid-70s today. If you're looking for me after the show, I'll be on my patio in my sandals. Beers don't open until 5.
5?
Until after the work day, yeah.
5?
I haven't opened a beer before 5, at least not in my current work situation. I think I'd feel like I had a problem if I did that.
Great. Guess we can't hang out together. I'm just kidding. I cracked one before 5 on Saturday.
Well, no, weekends don't count.
Weekends don't count. All right, perfect.
All right, let's get a traffic update.
All right, they have cleared up that crash southbound 225 around Yosemite, but still seeing some heavy backups there past Parker Road. Also busy stop and go southbound I-25, 70 past Spear Boulevard. But we are accident and stall free on the major highways around town. Don't see any surface street accidents here in Denver as well. Normal jams on the turnpike westbound Sheridan to Wadsworth. Eastbound as you're coming in, Federal to 25. Also on the south end, C-470. Pretty full from Kipling all the way to I-25. Forecast today, nice day on tap. Sunny, highs in the mid-70s. Right now, 55 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Don't get ripped off when you sell your gold. Get 40% more every day at Fast Cash Gold Center.
Come to Jared and experience the legend of Levion.
That's Jared!
The design and craftsmanship of Levion jewelry, including the delicious new trends, Levion chocolate diamonds, Levion chocolate cultured South Sea pearls, and raspberry rhodolite garnets in strawberry gold, must be seen to be appreciated. Visit Jared to understand why Levion has devoted collectors the world over.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Springtime in the backyard. Brought to you with a little help from Ace. For a limited time, buy a Miracle-Gro Liquifeed Kit for only $15.99 and get a $6 mail-in rebate. Limit 2. A canopy chair on sale for $19.99 and more. Use your Ace Rewards card and earn points. Plus, get expert advice to save you time and money. Now that's a value. Hurry in to Ace, the helpful place. Prices good at participating stores while supplies last. See store for details.
You know how windy it can get here in Colorado, not to mention our rain, snow, hot sun. Why not get the most durable patio furniture you can find at Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder? Hi, it's April Zesbaugh. April is heavy metal month at Freehoff's, which means they've got a ton of wrought iron and other metal tables and chairs on sale all month. All of their furniture has been tested and selected for our harsh climate here. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's, at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder. The quality and deals make it worth the drive from anywhere.
Presenting another compelling identity theft metaphor, brought to you by Identity Guard. Today, icebergs.
When it comes to identity theft protection, a free credit report is just the tip of the iceberg. But often, there's no iceberg below the surface. Just a tip, bobbing about. So get Identity Guard. With superior protection tools and patented technologies, Identity Guard is a colossal identity theft protection iceberg. All this from the company that's protected over 20 million people. And that does not sound like something an iceberg tip could accomplish. So get Identity Guard and get real protection. Not just a free credit report tip.
Don't be a victim of online identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Sign up now and get the added security of your personal password protector, ID Vault, a $50 value. Free plus shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 now. That's 877-600-2669. Or visit identityguard.com.
Renovations and expert engineering, it's not whether you can afford to drive a Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned vehicle, but whether you can afford not to. The Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned sales event now through April 30th. Visit your nearest Mercedes-Benz showroom to see all the incredible values in stock today. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz.
See dealer or call 1-800-4-Mercedes for complete program and certified pre-owned limited warranty details. Not all customers are qualified for advertised APR and are subject to prior credit approval. Offer ends April 30th.
Check out our exciting model lineup by visiting your local authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer or visit us today at mbusa.com.
Coming up Wednesday on the Tom Arbin program, I'll challenge conservative Fox News pundit and author Judge Andrew Napolitano. Are we a nation of race cowards? His new book, Dred Scott's Revenge, explores the legal history of racism in America. Plus, everything you know is wrong. How would you like to get up close and personal with a bunch of grizzly bears? What? We'll talk to Casey Anderson of National Geographic's Expedition Grizzly, airing this weekend.
It's the Tom Hartman Program, 1 to 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Yeah, you made me
This research for my book. I'm really, really swimming in 80s stuff. And if you haven't seen it, I would suggest you check out VH1's One Hit Wonders of the 80s. It's awesome.
Madonna better be in your book and Duran Duran.
Oh, they will be. But they were not on the One Hit Wonders because they were not One Hit Wonders. I'm curious. What do you think about this, Turk? You got a daughter. I mean, what do you think about?
I got a daughter, and you know, me and Stacey are pretty open about sexuality in our house. And
shocker.
Thanks. So you know, I don't think that it's. I'm not teaching abstinence only to my daughter.
Do you have a stay a virgin?
I'd like her to. I'm gonna say, you know, I'd like you to, but I don't want her fooling around. And you know, if you see enough on TV,
I'm going to ask you this: Do you think that there is a downside to all of this virginity stuff, abstinence only stuff? I mean, is there a downside to that, or do you not mind it?
Yeah, I think there is a downside because it doesn't actually teach the children anything about health issues and sexuality.
It just says don't do it.
Just don't do it.
Right. Which, as we all, which by the way, I don't have kids, but I remember being a kid, and of course, whatever your school administrator, your vice principal, or you know, your at the time it was like Nancy Reagan, don't do drugs, you know, say no, right? Whatever, and whatever it's like, whatever your parents tell you not to do is like kind of what you're interested in.
Of course.
Like, why don't you want me to do that? Right. So this whole like, be a virgin, you know, abstinence.
I think women should be taught both. Or girls and boys in school should be taught both.
All right. I mean,
here's a way to avoid this. Abstinence. Stay a virgin until you're married.
Right.
Or here's a way to, if you're going to practice sex, here's a way to do it safely.
Right. And it's just what we really do through all this stuff is just make everybody uncomfortable about all of these issues. I mean, I don't know about...
It does. And Greg Ostrovich sent us a email saying, and this says... is this issue people having around breastfeeding related to this too? I mean, why?
Right, I know. I mean, I don't know about all the listeners out there or you, Turk, but like in this whole discussion, I felt a little uncomfortable. I mean, I just felt like, we're talking about sex, and it's like we don't usually talk about sex, and like it's just I think all of this stuff, whether it's the purity myth or whether it's like sort of the pornographied pop culture, it just makes us all like really uncomfortable because it's really confusing to know what's okay, what's not okay. Like, I was afraid I was going to ask Jessica Valenti of like a question and then like say something accidentally offensive. And we've really created this uneasy situation with sex.
It's like it's taboo to talk about, but it's not taboo to just blatantly throw it out there on television.
No, that's right. Which is like really immature because like when you were like, it's kind of like when you were like a teenager, the things you were uncomfortable about, you'd have like sort of immature outbursts on, right? And that's exactly what TV does with sex. Instead of dealing with it in any kind of mature way, it just sort of, girls gone wild. Like the most immature thing, you know. So, all right, let's go back to the phones. 303-713-7600, the topic of the hour. Do you think the purity myth has a downside? Jessica Valenti's new controversial new book called The Purity Myth, How America's Obsession with Virginity is Hurting Young Women. And she's talking about how there's this new conservative-themed message out there in our pop culture, purity balls and, you know, effectively deifying virginity and abstinence. And the question is whether you think that has a negative side to it. 303-713-7600 will go to the phones in the order that they were received. Dave in Denver, what do you think?
Well, I don't think there is any really purity myth. Our really culture, our of the society, mocks and ridicules and demeans anyone who tries to advocate for abstinence or for purity or for virginity. If you look at our movies, if you look at our televisions, sexual active people are the norm, are the standard, are the rule. And people who don't do that, characters on the show who don't do that, are really portrayed as wackos. And I really challenge you to name me two popular TV shows where the good guys are virgins or abstinent.
I can name one. What's that show that I never watch? It's very popular. It's that It's that one with the, it's like a situation. It's on WB. It's very popular. It's like a family show. You know what I'm talking about? It's not something heaven. So,
okay. I can name 10 where they are, where like the good guys, where the popular characters, where the good characters are very sexually active.
Well, I don't deny that, but hold on a second.
The list goes on and on and on.
But hold on a second.
What's this ridiculousness about their myth being there's this virginity myth? It's crazy.
It's crazy?
Yeah.
I actually think you're kind of crazy. I mean, I think you're kind of crazy if you're denying the fact all of the information in this book about how much abstinence only, how much of an investment there's been in the last 20 years into this idea of deifying
that,
virginity.
I'm
I mean,
not
there's
denying
and
that.
we said and I said and Jessica Valeni, the author of this book, acknowledged that the problem is that it's schizophrenic. Either our pop culture portrays people as being hypersexually active, or it portrays and deifies people for being quote unquote pure. And that's really, really, that's the whole point.
Name me the characters in a movie where like the good guys were the virgins, the pure.
40-year-old virgin. Oh, snap!
Oh,
you're done. You're done, buddy. You're out of here. You just got nailed. See you later, bud. Man, if you're going to throw movies at me, I'm going to come back at you real fast. You asked me to name you a movie where the main character was a virgin, and I named you one of the most popular movies.
And can I also bring up the Jonas Brothers? Who these kids that are rock and roll stars, they're teenagers, they're really popular, and all they talk about is how they're saving themselves for marriage.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, look, I'm not going to deny the idea that, yes, a huge chunk of our media is over-sexualized. But to say that that means that a huge chunk of our media is also not simultaneously pushing the purity myth is ridiculous. I mean, it's utterly ridiculous. And by the way, it's pushed in our schools. It's pushed by politicians. And I think the point of Jessica Valeni's book here is that for women, the problem is that whether portrayals are over-sexualized, deifying, you know, over-sexual behavior, if you will, promiscuity, or deifying the purity myth, the problem is what it all says is that women in particular should be judged based almost exclusively on their value activity, from their sexual decisions. And that's really, really the problem here. Seventh Heaven, that's the name of the show. Very, very popular show. That's one of the big issues on Seventh Heaven. I don't watch Seventh Heaven. Seventh Heaven is kind of the cure for insomnia, I think, but it's a very popular show, and there's another show. So, Dave, don't come on this show and say there's no movies. I mean, really, you got to show a little bit more aptitude of movies. You're really telling us you don't get out very much. If you ask us what movie, you know, talks about virginity, the 40-year-old virgin. I mean, come on. 836, I'm David Sirota.
Fiddler on the Roof.
Oh, that's right, Fiddler on the Roof. There you go. That's not a new movie.
I know it's not.
303-713-7600, we're having an uncomfortable discussion of the purity myth, how America's obsession with virginity is hurting young women. Do you think the deification of virginity has a downside? Do you think it hurts, it actually hurts young women? 303-713-7600. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Thank you, David. Things still slow coming out of Aurora due to an earlier accident on the southbound side of 225 around Yosemite. Going to see some stop-and-go conditions from Parker Road all the way down to the interchange there. Northbound side also sluggish around the spillway up to Mississippi in Littleton. Still seeing some jams traveling eastbound on C-470, Kipling Parkway to Broadway, again from University Pass, Quebec. So that's still pretty full. Also, southbound 25, busy north of downtown in North Glen. And again, coming into downtown from 70 past Spear. If you're traveling in the high country, smoke may be visible from a controlled burn along I-70. That's near Copper Mountain. Your forecast, mostly sunny, breezy, and warm, a high near 75. Currently, 56 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Paulino Gardens, growers of the finest vegetable and bedding plants, welcomes you to their beautiful garden center. You'll find a wide selection of quality trees, shrubs, rose bushes, and perennial flowers. Friendly expert advice and family-owned since 1962. Paulino Gardens, 6300 North Broadway in Denver.
Stop all the labeling. Stop all the name-calling.
Are you still waiting for economic stimulus to trickle down, but you still need a PC now? 345PC.com can help. We have two different PC packages priced at $345 and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. A new PC is as easy as 345PC.com. Visit our website at 345PC.com for complete details and secure online ordering of your custom PC. Assembled in Parker, Colorado. It's as easy as 345PC.com.
This is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation at 1-001 or 20-524-1001 and tell them John sent you.
Oh, your mattress could be emitting toxic, cancer-causing chemicals? That's right. Most mattresses are filled with synthetic materials that are unhealthy for you and the environment. The Natural Sleep Store carries the highest quality organic mattresses, including the customer favorite, Savvy Rest. Visit their showrooms in Denver or Fort Collins and mention this ad to receive a 10% discount plus free delivery when you purchase an organic mattress. Get healthy and buy organic. For details, visit TheNaturalSleepStore.com. That's TheNaturalSleepStore.com.
So give us a call at 720-200-2700 or click on ColoradoWindowSource.com or stop by our showroom on the southwest corner of County Line in Quebec in Highlands Ranch.
There are debt cures for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours free when you call Smart Debtor right now for your free debt review. We were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that when we learned about debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we decided to give everyone who calls now a free debt review. That's right, absolutely free. Just call Smart Debtor now at 800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218 and get the free debt review that everyone should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218. Again, 800-303-9218.
Does tax debt leave you consumed with worry? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? If you're tired of feeling stressed over your tax problems, turn to Tax Debt Bailout now for a free review of your situation. Call 1-800-501-0641. If you're facing back taxes, wage garnishment, a tax lien, bank levy, audit, or property seizure, let our tax relief specialists deal with the IRS so you don't have to. Tax Debt Bailout saves taxpayers like you precious time and millions of dollars every year. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, know your rights and take action. For peace of mind and your free review, call the Tax Debt Bailout now at 1-800-501-0641. That's 1-800-501-0641. Don't wait another minute. Call 1-800-501-0641.
.42 in Denver. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. 54 degrees in Denver, going up to 74. If you're looking for me after the show, I'll be on my patio in my sandals. I didn't wear my sandals in. I probably could have today, but it was a little cold this morning. 303-713-7600 is abstinence. This obsession with abstinence and virginity, this deification of virginity, does it have a downside? That's the assertion in this new book by Jessica Valenti, The Purity Myth, How America's Obsession with Virginity is Hurting Young Women. Very, very controversial topic. I felt a little bit uncomfortable talking about it this morning just because I'm afraid I'm going to say something inappropriate. And a couple inappropriate things have been already said by some callers. But that's okay. The reason it's inappropriate is probably because our entire debate over sexual issues is inappropriate. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Dorian in Denver, what do you think?
Yeah, I got a maybe a controversial point of view. I wonder if the fact that women are molested and raped quite a bit more than men, and often at a very early age, plays into the psychology as they grow up and the confusion of just the whole topic of sex.
I'm sure for those people who have been victimized by that, I'm sure it does make all of these issues extremely confusing. Absolutely. I don't know if you can attribute an entire society's confusion over these issues to rape and molestation, because I'd like to think, and I think it's a fair assumption, that rape and molestation, while terrible and while far too common in our society, isn't common in the sense of it's still the exception. It's not the normal way people are brought up. I mean, most people are not raped and or molested. Most women are not. There's certainly a high prevalence of women who are, but in terms of the entire society, most are not, thank the Lord. So I don't know if you can ascribe symptoms of society, and in specific our confusion over sex, to something that is still, that thankfully is only happening to a relatively small minority of people. And I know, and I want to be clear, people should not call up and say that I'm downplaying rape and molestation. I'm not. I'm just saying, out of 300 million people in the country, thankfully, those crimes are still confined, they're not happening to a majority of people, even though I also think that they're happening to too many people. So I know that was a long answer to a short question, but that's my take on it. Good question, though. Thanks for the call. Let's go back to the phones. 845, I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin here on AM 760. These are all uncomfortable questions, so feel free to bring them in here. I mean, sex is a confusing issue, that's for sure. 303-713-7600. We'll go to Elaine in Aurora. Elaine.
Hi, David. I enjoy your show. I may have a different perspective. I'm a mother of a 15-year-old daughter who has friends as young as 13 who have already had sex. And I believe, I'm not a proponent of abstinence. I don't think it's effective. And I think that those ceremonies where you marry your dad is a little weird, more than a little weird. However, I am concerned that children, who these are children, are getting involved with something that they are not emotionally ready for yet. And it hurts a young girl to also get pregnant when she's not ready for that and she's just a child. So I think there's age appropriateness for all of these things. And it's I believe that the age of these things occurring prevalently has been shoved down lower and lower and lower over the years.
I think that's all valid. I wonder, however, if you think that the general obsession in our society, in our media, in our pop culture, the general obsession with sex, whether the obsession with over-sexualized images or the obsession with purity, sends a message to women, to young women, that they will be judged and that they should derive their self-image and their value from their sexual decisions.
You know, that's something that has occurred, although I do not think it's right, for a very long time.
Well, absolutely.
And things have improved over the years. I'm in my 50s, so I have seen, you know, quite a bit of what before women got, you know, before the 70s, in the 60s, and how they were treated then. And they're still treated as sexual objects a lot, but I think they have proven themselves that they are not just that. And I think that things have improved over the decades that we're talking about here. I think it also is important of how a woman feels about herself. And, you know, if you're a strong woman who has other outlets in your life, all these things are not going to affect you as much as if you're not.
Well, that's for sure. I mean, that's it. That's definitely a truism. Elaine, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
848, I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. We'll go back to the phones. We'll go to Jamie in Denver. Jamie.
Hi, David. I think that this is such an important topic, and I think that we are doing a terrible disservice to girls, to boys, to everyone by making sex a dirty topic. I think that what the woman before me was saying was really interesting. Maybe it's true for 50-year-old women that they don't feel objectified, but what I think is interesting now is that young women are objectifying themselves by becoming part of Girls Gone Wild, by having oral sex in school buses, things like that. I think that because we've made sex so kind of, you still shouldn't talk about it, you still shouldn't do it, and young women sort of feel like if they're not having vaginal intercourse, then they are pure. So they can be doing lots of other things. And then we have people like Larry Craig having sex in airport bathrooms because he's got to sublimate his sexuality.
Right. It's so bizarre. I mean, this schizophrenia about all of these issues. You're simultaneously, young women are simultaneously being told that they'll derive all of their worth by being over-sexualized and objectified. That's the Girls Gone Wild message. And then they're also told that they'll be valued if they can derive value with these purity balls and with, you know, with by making abstinence and virginity deified and making it super cool. It's a completely schizophrenic message. And so we get this crazy situation. You're right, these crazy situations where, you know, oral sex becomes this, like, you know, this ridiculous third way, if you will, this ridiculous middle ground where it's like, well, I can be pure if I just have oral sex, and I can have a lot of oral sex, and that's completely fine because then I satisfy both the notion that, you know, I derive my value only from being, you know, a sexual object, and I also derive my value from being sexually pure, and I can satisfy that by only engaging in oral sex. It's completely crazy, and you're right. It goes to the fact that we still can't have a mature discussion about these issues.
Well, and I think there's one more thing to throw in about these purity balls, that these young women go to these purity balls with their fathers. And that is a fairly creepy
unhealthy
kind of thing.
That totally weirds me out. I mean, like really weird. I don't know. I don't have a daughter. I don't have kids yet, but if my daughter asked me to go to a purity ball, John, if your daughter asked you to go to a purity ball, what would you do?
I'd say no thanks. I had enough time going to Brownies night last night.
Yeah, that's totally creepy. Jamie, thanks for the call. 8:51. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Two things to note before we go to break. One, tomorrow at 9 a.m., me and Mike Rosen of 850 KOA are going to go at it over Obama's first 100 days. It's going to be simulcast on AM 760 and 850 KOA. There's an article up about it on Westword. I'm told it's one of the first times they've tried to do this. So that's going to be 9 a.m. tomorrow. And then in 9 a.m., this 9 a.m. coming up, we're going to interview the Pueblo County prosecutor who made headlines this week coming out for the bill in the legislature to repeal the death penalty. So stick around for that. First, let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Well, traffic's really starting to improve for us, Dave. It's been a nice commute altogether this morning, just a couple accidents. Still slow in the normal spot, southbound 25 in North Glen. Again, downtown after I-70, northbounders on 25, hitting some snags from Emerson Street up to 6th Avenue. Also, still a little sluggish southbound 225, Park Road to 25, had a late crash around Yosemite. This just getting reported, southbound I-25, got a crash there near 88, so things will be bunched up there in Thornton, and smoke may be visible by a controlled burn along I-70 near Copper Mountain. Forecast, nice day on tap, sunny, highs in the mid-70s, right now we're at 56 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Paulino Gardens, growers of the finest vegetable and bedding plants, welcomes you to their beautiful garden center. You'll find a wide selection of quality trees, shrubs, rose bushes, and perennial flowers. Friendly expert advice and family-owned since 1962. Paulino Gardens, 6300 North Broadway in Denver.
Hi, this is Tom Hartman from KKZN. If you're ready to consolidate debt or remodel,
it's spring, and you'll save a ton of green at The Lumber Guy.
New inventory is arriving every week. You'll find something for every home improvement or new building project, no matter what the size. The Lumber Guy has the best prices in the area on dimensional lumber, windows, trim, doors, and more. Visit The Lumber Guy today and start saving. They're easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, turn right at 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
These days, small businesses have to turn on a dime to turn a profit. An intelligent office lets you do just that. As the leader in virtual officing solutions, we provide all the a la carte office and conference space, customized receptionist services, support staff, and administrative services you need at a fraction of the cost of traditional officing. So you can project a larger image with a smaller amount of money. Imagine having 24/7 access to meeting space at a prestigious address on an as-needed basis, or a trained receptionist to promptly answer calls, then screen, announce, and forward them to you without the cost of a full-time dedicated assistant. Let Intelligent Office show you how to operate professionally within a limited budget. Find the location nearest you at intelligentoffice.com.
Our offices are coast-to-coast, including Denver and Boulder. 303-447-9000. IntelligentOffice.com or 303-447-9000.
You know how windy it can get here in Colorado, not to mention our rain, snow, hot sun. Why not get the most durable patio furniture you can find at Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder? Hi, it's April Zesbaugh. April is heavy metal month at Freehoff's, which means they've got a ton of wrought iron and other metal tables and chairs on sale all month. All of their furniture has been tested and selected for our harsh climate here. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's, at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder. The quality and deals make it worth the drive from anywhere.
This is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Tom Harbin here to tell you about Lauer's Hardwoods. Want to save money, help the environment, and improve the look of your home? Buy Beetle Kill wood products. Lauer's Hardwoods carries Beetle Kill pine flooring, paneling, trim, siding, 2x4s, and logs. It's beautiful, cheaper to buy, and helps Colorado forests. Visit their showroom in Lakewood or their booth at the Denver Green Festival. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your purchase. For details, call 303-205-WOOD or LowersHardwoods.com.
Able to meet current demand for gold coins. Now through an agreement with the Perth Mint, the 24-karat solid gold Australian gold koala is being released to the public on a first-come, first-served basis at a price of $98 each, with a strict limit of 5 per caller when you call now. Please dial carefully and call the Mint directly at 1-800-700-5216. Again, 1-800-700-5216. 1-800-700-5216.
8:56 here on the Front Range. My feet are itching to get out of my shoes and get into my sandals because it's going up to the 70s today. Let's go back to the phones to close this out. Matthew in Highlands Ranch. Matthew.
How you doing?
Good.
Good. I just wanted to, I did a little bit of reading on all this, and I'm pretty young myself. I, uh, and I've only had a couple partners sexually, and the one person that I ended up with, that I was with for 5 years, she was a virgin, and the book is right. I definitely hold her at a higher standard because she was a virgin, and people definitely, like myself and young people, just different when you are talking about people that have, you know, that have slept around and stuff. It just makes it less, it's just not as cute like the, everybody says. And
do you think that's because the culture has sort of rammed that message down our throats?
I definitely think it does have to do with our culture. It's kind of a mixed issue, I think. Like, everyone else is all mixed up with it just because it is our culture, but also it comes down to individuals themselves. And some guys don't really look into it as deep as others. And, like, for me, I just because I found someone that I clicked with and that person happened to be a virgin, I just hold it a lot more special.
Well, yeah, and then the question is whether that should be the message that we ram down people's throats. Thanks for the call. All right, everybody, stick around. We're going to get the news.
Right now, at Joseph A. Bank. Handcrafted suits, 60% off. That's every suit in the store. 60% off the regular price. Plus, the entire stock of sport coats and blazers, 60% off. Consider all dress and casual pants, 50% off. And all sportswear, including every golf shirt, sport shirt, and silk shirt, 50% off. Plus, all dress shirts, silk ties, belts, even socks, 40% off for a few days only at Joseph A. Bank. Every suit, sport coat, blazer, 60% off. No exceptions. Now through Saturday at Joseph A. Bank.
Joseph A. Bank at Aspen Grove, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Englewood, Loveland, Colorado Springs, Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. The U.S. has recorded its the first death from swine flu.
It was a 23-month-old child who traveled to Houston for medical care from Mexico.
Kathy Barton of the Houston Health Department, there are dozens of cases of swine flu in the U.S. and the cases that have been confirmed in 9 countries. President Obama is advising schools with cases of the flu to close. He's asked for an emergency allocation of $1.5 billion to combat the growing outbreak. On Capitol Hill, the Senate is holding a hearing on the U.S. response. Let's go live to CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss.
Top officials are warning senators this flu outbreak is likely to get worse, and Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano said they are ready.
There is a lot we don't yet know about this outbreak, but we have been preparing as if we are facing a true pandemic.
She said the government is quickly distributing emergency supplies of flu medicine, said closing the border with Mexico wouldn't help at this point, and that the flu is spreading person to person. So the best advice is wash your hands often, and if you are sick, stay home. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
Well, analysts hadn't been expecting it to be this bad. The economy during the first quarter shrank at the rate of 6.1%. The report from the Commerce Department extinguished any hope the recession moderated during the early part of the year. Economist Pierre Ellis says the explanation is pretty clear.
The big decline in GDP ultimately comes about as a result of very, very heavy selling of inventories. The shelves were cleared. And the way that's done is you cut production relative to sales. So you sell the stuff off the shelf. Meanwhile, you're not producing it, and inventories fall.
Citigroup, which has taken $45 billion in federal bank bailout money, is asking the Treasury Department for permission to pay some of its employees' bonuses. The Wall Street Journal reports the firm's workers are demoralized. Well, banking analyst Bert Ely says Citigroup needs to pay the money.
If it doesn't, then the taxpayer is going to be faced with increased losses on the TARP investments because these companies are not able to retain their best people.
The report says if the bonuses are okay, they would be paid mostly in stock. Baghdad has been jarred by twin bomb blasts today. Police say the attacks came in Sadr City, leaving at least 17 people dead and 48 others wounded. Authorities say a third car bomb was discovered and is being defused. During a 2-day period last week, at least 150 people were killed in suicide bombings. taking a deep breath. It's a dirty business.
Far too many Americans, 6 in 10, are still breathing dirty air. We know how to clean the air. What we need is to take the steps to enforce the Clean Air Act to clean up power plants, diesel vehicles, and other sources.
Once again, as in 9 previous annual reports, the air around Los Angeles had the highest levels of ozone over the past 10 years. The report says major cities like New York, Atlanta, Philadelphia, and Charlotte have seen their air quality improve. Checking stocks, a rally underway right now. The Dow is up 154 points. This is CBS News.
If you're a contractor, 4 of the most beautiful words you can hear are, "I like your quote." To help you hear that more often, the Home Depot has lowered the price of over 1,000 items pros use the most. And right now you can save $25 to $300 instantly when you buy select power tools during the Ultimate Power Deal event, which can then lead to the 4 best words of all. You got the job. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through May 6th in U.S. only. See store for details.
You're listening to the calm heartbeat of a Shell expert.
Yeah, that's me.
And it will serve as a baseline for a little demonstration of the feeling you get with new nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put on some video of a performance car running on Shell V-Power.
Whoa!
All right, shutting down. You want to lie down?
No, I want to fill up. Let's go again!
There you have it, folks. Be sure to fasten your seatbelts and try new nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Colorado's waiting for results of swine flu samples sent to national testing labs. State health officials are encouraging people to wash their hands and stay home if they get flu symptoms. The Democratic Party's inching closer to a filibuster-proof 60-seat majority in the U.S. Senate. That with Pennsylvania Senator Arlen Specter's defection from the GOP. Colorado Republican Party Chairman Dick Wadhams says Specter's party change won't have a big impact on Congress.
Senator Specter was already voting with the Democrats and with President Obama. He voted for the stimulus package. He was supporting most of the parts of the Obama agenda.
Wadhams this morning points out Specter was a Democrat when he first ran for Attorney General of Pennsylvania. And Energy Secretary Stephen Chu visits the National Renewable Energy Lab in Golden today to announce the lab will receive millions of dollars in federal stimulus funds for wind energy research. Sports: Padres over the Rockies last night, 4-3. Game 3 of that series today at Coors Field. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Other than a crash on the southbound side of I-25, occurred right around 88th. Denver Drive starting to get back to normal pretty quickly. May find a few leftover heavy pockets on 225, same deal on 36. Speeds on I-25 downtown as you're making your way past 38th. They're going to be about 20 to 30 miles an hour. Construction crews are again working today on County Line between University and Colorado. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
King Soopers is throwing Denver's largest baby shower, and it all goes to help newborn...
The winner of American Idol.
You are a victim.
American audiences could soon be dancing with the Idol, as former Idol winner Ruben Studdard announces that he's keen to compete on Dancing with the Stars. The season 2 winner recently revealed that he thinks it's a wonderful show and that he would love to be a part of it. Studdard is currently touring with the Ain't Misbehavin' Anniversary Tour, and his new album hits stores on May 19th.
Reality TV Rundown.
Every once in a while, a revolutionary product comes along that changes everything.
Thinking of the future.
Looking for a new companion to keep track of the time and the number of calories you're burning? You need to check out the latest additions to Garmin's Forerunner range of watches, including the 310 XT, which features a robust exterior, is waterproof to 50 meters, boasts improved calorie counting accuracy, and also has GPS and wireless connectivity capabilities.
Inspector Gadget.
Every once in a while, a revolutionary product comes along that changes everything.
Take it out of the future.
The recently released Amazon Kindle 2 has a couple of new buttons, the iPhone and iPod Touch. A new app has just been pushed out through Apple's App Store, which allows users to read the exact same Kindle content with their Apple devices. It doesn't end there, though, as shared features include the ability to sync bookmarks, buy new content, and more.
Inspector Gadget.
Ladies and gentlemen,
action.
show buzz.
Bruno is Sacha Baron Cohen's highly anticipated follow to Borat. It's set for a July 10th release, but unless producers tone down some of the content, it could be slapped with a kiss of death NC-17 rating. Reports suggest there may be a little too much sexy time in the mockumentary about the flamboyant fashionista Bruno, which has already been praised by critics.
Show buzz.
Every once in a while, a revolutionary product comes along that changes everything.
iPhone users now have a new way to make calls. Say hello to Skype for iPhone. Don't get too excited, though. As it turns out, you'll only be able to use this app when you're connected to the interwebs via Wi-Fi. Even so, it does promise the ability to make free Skype-to-Skype calls, Skype out support, and instant messaging with other users.
Inspector Gadget.
You are evicted.
Get ready for another reality TV show which promises to significantly transform the lives of its contestants. If you think you've heard it all before, think again. This as-yet-unnamed show, which is set to air on NBC sometime later this year, will feature the king of self-help, Tony Robbins, who hopes to strengthen and motivate individuals faced with real-life struggles.
Reality TV Rundown. Welcome
for the world premiere
and action
show buzz.
The movie industry is all a Twitter about rumors of a big screen return for Tom and Jerry. If true, they will be following in the live-action footsteps of fellow Hanna-Barbera character Scooby-Doo. According to reports, the new Tom and Jerry movie will focus on how the two characters met and the reasons behind their subsequent rivalry.
Show buzz.
These issues.
Well, you know, in a word or possibly two or three, I think it's just degrading to human dignity. For those of you who have read the Furman decision and former Supreme Court Justice Brennan's decision and opinion, that was quite moving to me as a young law student and as a person developing my philosophies, ideals, and principles. But in the end, the death penalty just doesn't deter. It's costly, and it remains racially discriminatory, in my opinion. And so because it's basically utilized in an arbitrary way, my feeling is that it's unconstitutional. But since the courts haven't made that step and determination, I guess you could say that because it's just a very degrading, immoral effort to try to deter crime, it just doesn't work for me. And I've spoken against this, you know, in my public career.
We're talking to Pueblo County District Attorney Bill Tebow. He made headlines and is making headlines across our state as a prosecutor who has come out in support of the bill that would repeal the death penalty in Colorado. And this comes at a time that the Associated Press reports his office is dealing with a case that his office has to decide whether to seek the death penalty in the rape and murder case involving a teenage girl. And I know you're not at liberty to speak about that that case as it's ongoing. So my question then is, what do you say, because I'm sure you hear it, what do you say to the families of victims in cases that rise to the level of a decision about whether to seek the death penalty? What do you say to the families who say, well, you know, who want, I don't know if it's vengeance, but their belief is that justice can only be served through the death penalty? And what do you say to those families?
Well, it's a real difficult situation. I want to make it clear that even though I do not favor the death penalty, I've made it my duty here as the Pueblo District Attorney to enforce the law as it's written, not as I wish it to be. So every case we get, we assess whether or not the death penalty is an appropriate avenue. But in the end, if you look at it, you know, just from the standpoint of what's the purpose of the death penalty, a lot of people do see it as strictly retribution. And my feeling is that retribution has no place in our system of criminal justice. you know, we're dealing with wrongs against society, and we can't just get a pound of flesh in our system. That's why, you know, doctors don't operate on their relatives, and hopefully lawyers don't represent their relatives, so that you lose objectivity in terms of what the reason is behind the criminal justice system. And, of course, I certainly understand victims who feel that, you know, they need their pound of flesh or they need retribution. But our criminal punishment system isn't about retribution, and in many cases it's only about incapacitation, you know, warehousing people in prison with no rehabilitation in mind. And so with these kinds of serious situations, life imprisonment without parole, to me, seems to be what the criminal justice system is seeking when it seeks truth and justice.
We're talking to Pueblo County District Attorney Bill Tebow. You've probably seen the headlines about him if you've been reading the newspaper lately. He has come out for the bill in the legislature to repeal the death penalty. And I should ask you, does this make you, if not unique, then in the minority? And I assume it does. Among prosecutors.
Yes, I can't speak for the other 21 prosecutors in the state. We do have a prosecutorial organization, and I'm not even clear, you know, what their position is on the bill. But I know how I feel about it, and, you know, that's my position. But I would imagine that it's in the minority in terms of the world of prosecutors.
And because I was going to say, you know, these are what you're saying, what you're talking about now. I mean, these, you know, in the last couple hours, we've been having a discussion about the whole, a lot of issues surrounding sexuality, and now we're talking about the death penalty, and they're not related, but my point is that, you know, the death penalty is one of those issues, just like sexuality, where it can be uncomfortable. These are uncomfortable issues. These are issues of right and wrong, and oftentimes there are no right and wrong. And, you know, when you talked about the racial disparity and the disparities and how we enforce the death penalty, how we prosecute it, you know, these are controversial issues. And I'm wondering if, in your time in public life, and certainly as a prosecutor, what kind of negative reaction have you gotten? Have you gotten a negative reaction? Are there people who've gotten, you know, kind of ticked off at you for this position, or has there been more of an understanding on this issue? Do you think that society in general, or at least your community, is evolving to potentially a more nuanced view of this issue that goes beyond just, you know, tough on crime?
Well, you know, I've been fairly blessed with a constituency that understands me, and I've served 20 to 24 years in Pueblo in some capacity, either as a prosecutor or as a legislator. You know, my belief is that you can't take middle-of-the-road positions. There's that famous Texas quote that says,
right,
the only thing that's in the middle of the road are yellow stripes and dead armadillo. And
right.
I've always tried to say to my constituency that I lead by principle, and this happens to be one of the principles that I'm trying to lead on. And they have given me the courtesy to perhaps disagree with me, but still they appreciate the fact that I take a stand on this and many other controversial issues, whatever it may be. And I've done that, you know, throughout the years of service. And so I think they've cut me a lot of slack in terms of disagreeing with me, but at the same time, they like to see someone that that leads by principle and makes decisions that even though you have to stand by yourself at times, you believe deeply enough in those convictions that you're willing to do that.
We're talking to Pueblo County District Attorney Bill Tebow. He's made headlines across the state with his announcement this week that he supports the bill in the legislature to repeal the death penalty. It is a controversial bill, and it's certainly made news because prosecutors don't usually stand up for bills like this. They don't usually support them. My last question to you is this. As this bill moves forward in the legislature and as other states look at potentially repealing their death penalties in light of evidence, for instance, that new evidence may absolve people, and we may be accidentally killing, you know, the people who didn't commit the crimes. I'm wondering if you think that our country is finally ready to move to a mature debate over the subject, or whether you think we will slip back into a Willie Hortonized discussion that polarizes the whole debate on a lot of these false conceptions of you know, quote unquote tough on crime.
Well, I think tough on crime is poor public policy. It's gotten us into a real bind in terms of prison overcrowding and the real purpose behind the criminal justice system, as I said earlier. But if you recall back in the 1960s, it actually appeared that the death penalty was on its way out. And then all of a sudden, it sort of rejuvenated itself. And I think America is ready for the hard debate about this. Of course, many states, even our neighbor state to the south, New Mexico, if I understand correctly,
they repealed it, right.
They repealed the death penalty. So I think it's time to do this. Whatever theory you want to argue, you can argue on both sides. But I think in the end, as I started this interview, I talked about degrading human dignity. And that, to me, where it's at, that's where it's at. And it just seems to me that our country needs to start the debate and you know, move on. And I think once the courts see you know, the public mood on this issue, I think they'll be more inclined to step forward and be courageous in terms of their decisions. And hopefully, as I've indicated through this brief interview, that the constitutionality of it really needs to be, I think, looked at deeper than the courts have been willing to do in the past. So I'm optimistic that our country's on a bright note and on a positive note, and that we'll start acting more progressive than we have, let's say, in the last decade.
Pueblo County District Attorney Bill Tebow, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. Thank you for speaking out on this issue, and we need more people out there who are willing to put themselves out there on a lot of these issues of right and wrong. So I really appreciate you taking the time, and I really appreciate the stand. Thanks again.
Thank you.
That was Pueblo County District Attorney Bill Tebow. He has made headlines all across the state as a prosecutor, standing up and saying that we should support the bill to repeal the death penalty, the bill that is moving through the state legislature. And it took a lot of courage for him to do that. And especially at a time when his office is considering whether to seek the death penalty in an ongoing case. Really, an interesting guy, an interesting announcement. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to open up the phones for the last 40 minutes here or so. And you can call us up with any of the three issues we've dealt with today. And I'll go over them right now. In the first hour, we dealt with Arlen Specter. Do you think that the Pennsylvania senator's decision, announcement that he's going to become a Democrat, do you think that's a good thing? I'm not so sure. Specter said that he's not going to change any of his votes. So, what's the big deal? I mean, everyone made a big deal about this. He left the Republican Party. But if he's not going to change any of his votes, what does that really mean to regular people? What does it mean to you and I? I don't think it means anything. If he's not going to change his votes, then nothing new is going to pass. We need him to change his votes. The second topic of the day was Jessica Valenti's book, The Purity Myth, How America's Obsession with Virginity is Hurting Young Women. So the question of those 2 hours was, do you think this obsession with virginity, this deification of virginity and sexual purity has a downside for women that it seeks to supposedly protect? And then we just talked to Pueblo County District Attorney Bill Tebow, who is a prosecutor who's made headlines for coming out against the death penalty and for the bill to repeal the death penalty that's currently moving through the state legislature. What do you think about that? What do you think about that bill? What do you think about a prosecutor coming out and saying that he opposes the death penalty? 303-713-7600 will take your calls after we get a traffic update from John Turk.
Thank you, David. Traffic back in shape for us on most of the major freeways around town. I-25, still a trouble spot up in Thornton. Got a small crash near 88th, seeing small delays back past 104th Avenue. Once you get closer to downtown, going to hit some snags I-70 past Spear. We are back to speed on 225. Had a late crash there on the southbound side around Yosemite, but that's out of the way. Speeds in the 50s and 60s there. Same deal across Littleton and Highlands Ranch on C-470. If you're traveling in the high country, look out for some smoke visible on I-70 near Copper Mountain. That's due to controlled burn. Your forecast, mostly sunny, breezy, and warm. A high near 75. Currently 61 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Neat. If you've ever wanted a truly spectacular diamond ring, you'll want to visit Jared this weekend.
That's Jared!
That's because this weekend, when you purchase your diamond at Jared, you'll receive up to a $1,000 reward toward the purchase of a beautiful diamond setting. Choose from thousands of diamonds and have your one-of-a-kind ring created right here at Jared in time for Mother's Day. Get set in diamonds this weekend for a reward worth up to $1,000 this weekend only at Jared.
It can only be Jared!
Old Santa Fe Pottery has all the touches you need to make your yard a special place to be. Their spring sale is going on now. Hurry in for the best selection on a wide variety of planters, pots, sun faces, chimeneas, and more. For the first time ever, Old Santa Fe Pottery is taking 20% off their glazed outdoor pottery. During the spring sale, all Mexican outdoor pottery is 30% off. Old Santa Fe Pottery's spring sale. You'll find savings and selection on the perfect pieces for your yard. Old Santa Fe Pottery, 2485 South Santa Fe Drive, just south of Evans.
Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SOLARIPS.com.
Now at the Home Depot, get 2 6-inch annuals for just $3. These are vibrant, attractive flowers carefully chosen to thrive in your region at a fraction of their usual price. Use the cash you save to buy another armful of color without digging deeper into your budget. 2 6-inch annuals, now just $3. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through May 3rd, U.S. only, while supplies last. Limit 10 per customer.
Koala is being released to the public on a first-come, first-served basis at a price of $98 each, with a strict limit of 5 per caller when you call now. Please dial carefully and call the Mint directly at 1-800-700-5216. Again, 1-800-700-5216. 1-800-700-5216.
925 here on the Front Range. 60 degrees going up to 74 degrees. After the show, I'm putting on my sandals. That's it. I was debating whether to. Maybe it wasn't going to be warm enough out, but I'm heading home. I'm going on the patio. Remember, tomorrow at 9 a.m., we're simulcasting the great debate of the first 100 days. Me and Mike Rosen are gonna go at it over Obama's first 100 days. Oddly enough, I think he and I will agree on a few things. I say that because I listen to his show when I drive home sometimes, and I don't find myself agreeing with him on nearly anything. So tomorrow should be fun. We're simulcasting it on both AM 760 and 850 KOA. So it should be pretty fun. I'm going to try not to turn on the blowtorch too much, although I'm definitely going to make my points. And he and I have agreed that we're not going to come to blows, or at least we're going to try not to come to blows. So tune in. 303-713-7600, open phones on the questions of the day. Do you think Arlen Specter's move over to the Democratic Party was a good thing? I'm not so sure. Do you agree with Jessica Valenti, the author, and her new book's assertion that America's obsession with virginity and abstinence is actually hurting young women? And then the final question of the day was, we just interviewed Pueblo County District Attorney Bill Tebow, who is a prosecutor who made headlines coming out in support of the bill repealing the death penalty. What do you think about that? What do you think about the bill to repeal the death penalty? And what do you think about a prosecutor who is trying to decide a case, trying to decide whether to prosecute for the death penalty in an ongoing case? What do you think about a prosecutor coming out in support of repealing the death penalty? I think it's kind of heroic. I think there's a lot of courage to that. What do you think? 303-713-7600. 7600. Let's go to Mario in Denver. Mario.
Hey, Dave. Great show. I just got to say, Bill. Oh, this man. I believe he is going to allow crimes to go without punishment. And being thrown in jail, oh, you're a lifer. You get three meals, a hot cot, and, you know, all the male bonding you can get in prison. No. I mean, degrading of, what was the quote he did? Degrading human dignity. That's what the criminal had done, the crime. If you are innocent for a crime, you will scream to the rooftops. You're innocent. But a crime, a crime that calls for the death penalty should be used.
Okay, but what about the idea that that the death penalty?
And when was the last time Colorado used it?
Oh, I don't know the answer to that. It's been many years. But that's neither here nor there.
Okay.
What about the idea that we have our country, various states? Most experts would agree that we've probably executed people who didn't do the crime.
Then. I think now, with technology and with, I mean, just everything.
You think we've made the system perfect now?
What's that?
You think we've made the system perfect now?
Not perfect, but we are improving.
All right, so the question is, how many people are you willing to execute? How many people are you willing to execute who didn't commit the crime as a cost of doing business to preserve the death penalty? How many people? Is it 1%? What percentage do you think is acceptable? What percentage of people wrongly killed by the death penalty do you think is acceptable for us to preserve the death penalty? I mean, what's the line, right? If we're killing 5% of the people who didn't commit crimes in the death penalty wrongly, is that the line? What's the line? What percentage?
Well, I don't know what it is, and to make a hypothetical number.
But you need to answer that question. If you agree that there's, and I think you do, that there's a problem, that yes, it's a problem when we execute somebody who didn't commit the crime.
Wrongly accused.
We agree on that. I mean,
sure.
So my question is, if we know that that has happened, and we know experts say that it's probably at some level going to happen, people who support the death penalty, say that they have a problem with executing the wrong people, I'm just curious about, you know, what percentage of error are you willing to accept in order to preserve the death penalty?
Well, I don't know. Just for the sake of answering a question, I guess, you know, 1% is good enough for me.
Okay, so let me get this straight, because this is an important question.
Yes.
You're saying that for every 100 people that the state puts to death, you're willing to accept one person who didn't commit the crime to be killed?
That's a pretty good number.
Even out of that 1%,
he or she or the family should have been screaming from the rooftops.
They often are.
And yet, the state can also come back and, give a pardon or,
Okay, so let me get this straight. So since 1976,
okay,
1,200 people have been executed.
I'm sorry, how many?
1,200. So you're willing to, 1,200 people, according to this chart that I'm reading here, 1,200 people, number of executions by state, 1,200 people have been executed.
That's total in the nation or in the nation, Colorado?
In the nation, 1,200 people. So you're willing to accept 120 people. Wait, I know. 12 people.
1%.
12 people, right.
Okay.
So you're willing to accept that 12 people lost their lives because they didn't commit the crime in order to preserve the death penalty.
And that, since 76, that's what was the last one? Was that 2002? Was that 2000?
In 1990, well, it says here on this chart,
based on years, 12 people.
Today, total executions in 2008, 37. Total executions in 2009, 22.
Dave, can I jump in here?
Yes.
Because I know I kind of got in the same argument with you earlier this week or last week.
Yes.
I very highly doubt that anybody that's been given the death penalty, they really weren't involved in the crime they committed.
Well, what are you kidding?
Dude, I think people are falsely imprisoned all the time. I don't think since 76, I doubt that many people. Maybe one of those 1,200 was wrongfully put to
death. Respectfully?
Yeah.
You're not right about that.
Do we know?
Yes, I'm going to tell you why we know.
You got a stat on it.
Okay, I don't have a stat on it, and I'm going to pull it up a stat in the break.
Do we know these people were innocent?
Illinois freed a number of people from death row. Out of jail, not took them off death row, put them in a maximum security prison, freed them in the last, I think it was 7 years. And the reason I know this is because I went to Northwestern, and the professor at Northwestern, David Protest, was leading the fight to get these people freed. And then they put a moratorium, the state put a moratorium on the death penalty. So I think the assumption that everybody who's on death row is guilty of something, even that assumption is, I think, too big of an assumption to make.
And I just to, as they go into prison or whatever, I mean, what is the legal process for them to file, you know, their, what is the case, to file an appeal and all those other things? I mean, surely, even in prison, they still have their rights, if I'm not mistaken?
Well, a lot of states, the appeals process is very, very truncated. Certainly, we heard about the Texas appeals process. I guess my point is this. I only ask this as a hypothetical because we know there's error in the system. We know it costs the system more, and we know it doesn't deter the kinds of crimes that you get put on death row for. But my point is that it's important to understand that when you're for the death penalty, inherently, because the system is imperfect, you're okay with that system executing wrongly a certain number of people. And as long as you're okay with that, then that's fine. I just raised the point to make you and by the way, the rest of the audience, just think through that. Think through the fact that you are okay at some level with executing people who didn't commit the crime they were accused of. Mario, thanks for the call, man.
You're welcome.
I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760.
I honestly don't think anybody's been executed since 1976 that was not involved in crime. Of those 1,200 you mentioned, I highly doubt even one of them was not responsible for the crime they were charged with.
You just don't believe it?
No,
you're just refusing
to
believe it?
I'm refusing to believe that one.
I'm going to see if I can...
I mean, falsely imprisoned people, yeah. I think people are, you know, thrown in prison, but... To get the death penalty, man.
Okay. All right. We will.
I guess I have a lot of trust in the justice system, but I really, really don't.
It sounds like you do. But I'm gonna try to take the next few minutes in the break to see if I can burn you down.
So I know you will.
We'll see if I can do it. All right.
Guess what Mike Rosen has in for him tomorrow? Wow.
Let's get a traffic update.
All right. The traffic's still a little busy on southbound I-25. Had a late crash around 88th Avenue up in Thornton, and things still busy after the I-70 curve there heading into downtown. Northbound back in shape. Same deal on 225 and C-470. No problems on the Turnpike or I-70 in the elevated portion there between DIA and downtown. If you're in the high country, though, you may see some smoke around Copper Mountain. They got a controlled burn there, so you will see that along I-70. Forecast, nice day on tap. Sunny highs in the mid-70s. Right now, 62 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Denver, show your pride, move your ride. Help to keep Denver's streets, air, and water clean. Move your car on your street sweeping day to keep the Mile High City clean, and you won't get a ticket. Visit keepitcleandenver.org to sign up for a free e-minder or text, or call 311 for free calendar stickers.
If you listen to AM 760, you can win a VIP.
Did you know your mattress could be emitting toxic, cancer-causing chemicals? That's right. Most mattresses are filled with synthetic materials that are unhealthy for you and the environment. The Natural Sleep Store carries the highest quality organic mattresses, including the customer favorite, Savvy Rest. Visit their showrooms in Denver or Fort Collins, and mention this ad to receive a 10% discount plus free delivery when you purchase an organic mattress. Get healthy and buy organic. For details, visit thenaturalsleepstore.com. That's thenaturalsleepstore.com.
Tough economy doesn't need to affect your business's prosperity. Just maintain your current output while cutting back on fixed costs. Sound impossible? Then you haven't heard of 10 till 2. 10 Till 2 is the cutting-edge staffing company that specializes in providing businesses just like yours with experienced, college-educated, part-time employees. No temps, no costly benefits, just skilled professionals. Visit 10till2.com. That's TENTILTWO.com. 10 Till 2. The time is now.
It erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. See for yourself by requesting a free trial of Hydroxytone today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in VIP gift bags at the Emmy Awards. Try Hydroxytone risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Call now for your free trial of Hydroxytone. For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-900-9518. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-900-9518. 1-800-900-9518.
If you're a contractor, four of the most beautiful words you can hear are, "I like your quote." To help you hear that more often, the Home Depot has lowered the price of over 1,000 items pros use the most. And right now you can save $25 to $300 instantly when you buy select power tools during the Ultimate Power Deal event, which can then lead to the four best words of all. You got the job. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through May 6th in U.S. only. See store for details.
The Arizona Memorial is a reminder of the important legacy we in the military have to protect our country.
The Arizona Memorial is about bringing our country together to stand victorious.
A new visitor center and museum must be built.
To help, go to pearlharbormemorial.com.
Or call toll-free 1-866-332-1941. Remember,
understand,
honor,
and give from the heart.
PearlHarborMemorial.com. Thank you.
If you owe over $10,000 on your credit cards, medical bills, or to collection accounts, if you're over your head in monthly debt payments...
Oh, no, not another debt ad. Well, they're on all the time.
...save you thousands of dollars. It's simply this. You can settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. We're...
Actually, one company helped me.
What?
Yeah, saved me a lot of money.
Which one? These guys, Credit One Debt Solutions.
Reduce your debt, stop the harassment, and roll everything into one affordable monthly payment so you can get debt-free and stay debt-free.
Credit One, I found out I could save thousands.
Wow.
Yeah, they were respectful, really listened, and worked out an affordable plan that helped me get debt-free.
Really? You think they could help me?
Sure. Pick up the phone. Make the call.
For your free information, call Credit One Debt Solutions now. 1-800-331-2181. That's 1-800-331-2181. 1-800-331-2181.
.940 Dan 760 Progressive Dojo is temporarily open for 1 second. Just want to be clear. I was challenged. That means the dojo is open. So the question was that Turk asked, you know, he doesn't believe that anybody's been executed.
Since 1976.
Since 1976, right? Fair enough. Who wrongfully and who wasn't involved in the crime. Now, according to Northwestern University's Center on Wrongful Convictions at the University of Northwestern, Northwestern University's Law School, at least 39 executions have been carried out in the United States since the mid-70s in the face of compelling evidence of innocence or very serious doubt about guilt. Now, I want to read you another stat. According to a report by the Death Penalty Information Center, endorsed by Supreme Court Justice William Brennan, there have been 69 cases since 1973 in which people have been released from death row, released from prison, because they were improperly convicted or evidence of their innocence was uncovered after they were sentenced to die. These were individuals who were very close to the point of absolute no return when it was learned that some horrible mistakes had been made or some deliberate perversion of justice had been committed. The system first determined that they should be killed, said the report, and then it's learned that they shouldn't even have been found guilty at all. One of the many cases described in the report is that of Rolando Cruz, and Alejandro Hernandez, two Illinois men who were sentenced to death in 1985 for the murder of a 10-year-old girl. The state, this is crazy. The state continued to prosecute them despite the fact that another man had confessed to the crime and the evidence against them was completely unreliable. Now, does that shake your confidence at all?
Yeah, it shakes it. But then, well, why did they put him to death if this other guy confessed to the crime?
They didn't put him to death. They got off because the governor had to intervene with a pardon. The justice system completely failed. So my point is, for every one of these that are happening where they finally make enough noise to get a governor, the top official in the state, to say, hey,
right,
hold it up, how many just aren't able to make that much noise, right? Especially when you have Northwestern's law school saying that at least, what was it, 39? 39 people have been executed in the face of compelling evidence of innocence. I mean,
not compelling evidence of innocence. The other part of that was,
or serious doubt about guilt. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to stick my foot in my mouth on
no,
this.
No, you don't have to stick your foot in your mouth, but all I want is an admission that just makes you think.
I'm for the death penalty.
That's fine. I just want to make you think.
No, there's always going to be cases of that. The justice system is corrupt.
It is corrupt.
Just like everything else.
That's right. I'm just trying to make people think, and everybody's entitled to their opinion. This is a moral issue, and everyone's entitled to their opinion. I just want to make sure everyone's... I'm trying to challenge everybody.
The world's best debater. Look what Mike Rosen has to
we'll
put
see.
Up with tomorrow.
Remember, tomorrow, everybody tune in, 9 a.m., me and Mike Rosen, we're going to simulcast it here on AM 760 and on 850 KOA. We're going to be debating Barack Obama's first 100 days, just so make sure to tune in for that. All right, let's go back to the phones, 303-713-7600. Steve. Hey, Steve.
Morning, David.
How you doing?
Good. Hey, listen, I call about Spector, but... quickly on the capital punishment, if even one person has been found to be wrongfully killed, then the system's flawed and needs to be scrapped. Or I'd say scrapped because I'm opposed to it. But
I'm with you. I mean, I'm already against the death penalty, but really what should throw anybody who's wavering over the line is this idea that the system is very far from perfect.
Right. And if even one's been, you know, wrongfully done, then it's screwed up and needs to be done. And beyond that, being locked up in prison for your whole life is a hell of a lot worse than being put to death.
Yeah.
I don't care what anybody says.
It's no party.
So if it's about retribution and not about, you know, anything else, then believe me, that's a lot worse. So.
I agree with you. I'm with you.
All right. So anyway, Arlen Specter.
Yeah.
Not only no, but hell no. First of all, it's blatantly obvious that he only did it because he's not going to get reelected as a Republican.
Well, he admits that. Right.
That's right. He said it. So beyond that, to your point that you already made, he's saying he's not changing his tune on, you know, employee free choice and other, you know, matters of importance.
Absolutely.
So,
and I just want to reiterate to people, hang on one second. Let's get Spector playing the clip of saying, I'm going to try to pull it up here. I just want people to hear, to know, that Arlen Specter himself, we're not making this up, folks.
Absolutely
Arlen Specter
not.
Himself said yesterday he's becoming a Democrat, but he's not changing any way that he's voting. So, I mean, and I'm going to pull the clip up in the next couple seconds.
And
so,
on the employee free choice?
Right.
He was a co-sponsor, I don't know if of the exact
bill, but
a similar bill.
Yes, the exact bill.
So he's been, you know, arm twisted into changing his mind about something that he was already in favor for.
That's right.
Here's the bigger point beyond that. The guy's either 77 or 79 years old.
78, I think.
78,
yeah.
Okay. I don't want a bunch of dinosaurs in the Senate anymore. You know, I'm all for we should have some experienced guys, but, you know, you and I have had the conversation about term limits before.
Right.
I know we're on different, you know, sides.
Right.
But I don't want that. Part of the reason, or most of the reason, our government is as screwed up as it is because you've got these guys who've been in there forever. They're entrenched with all the special interests, and it's not democracy as it should be.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I never thought of it that way. Well, it's not that I haven't thought of it exactly this way, in the idea that when you have so many dinosaurs in a place like the Senate, what you effectively have is the last generation or the generation way before. You know, the old generation having undue influence over the younger generations. It is in some ways generational tyranny. It really is. Especially at a time when our politics have shifted. I mean, think about how much our politics have shifted since Arlen Specter got into the Senate. Arlen Specter got into the Senate in 1980. Think about after the, he was there, he came of age during the political age, at least, during the Reagan Revolution, and now we're in the Obama era. And he, people like that, when you have a government that's run by that, you have, in a lot of ways, that kind of generational tyranny. And I want to be clear. We've got the clip now. Arlen Specter, as big a story as this was incredible to me, right? Big story. Oh, he switches party affiliate. That is the biggest story in the world, except at his press conference, here's what he says.
I will not be changing my own personal independence or my own approach to individual issues. I will not be an automatic 60th vote.
So what frickin' change was there? I mean, why is this a big story? Because Arlen Specter decides that he's going to call himself a Democrat? That's supposedly a big story to the guy or gal working two or three jobs, hoping to get an economy back on track, hoping to get the Employee Free Choice Act? This is supposed to be big news? What a frickin' joke. News to regular people, to all of us outside of the D.C. gated community, news is stuff that's going to affect us. One conceited lawmaker deciding to call himself a Democrat instead of a Republican, but telling us he's not going to change his votes, I'm sorry, that doesn't mean anything to me. It doesn't mean anything to me. Thanks for the call, man. Good point. I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Open phones. We're talking about all the issues. We've talked about the death penalty, America's obsession with this virginity and abstinence-only message, and, of course, Arlen Specter, the allegedly big news about his changing parties. Phil in Fort Collins. Phil.
Yeah, the only thing I was curious about is it sounds like it's not good either, but does this mean that he won't vote for cloture most of the time?
Well,
at least for cloture, even if he votes differently on his own personal vote?
See, now that's a good question, and we have something of an answer on that, right? Because it would be somewhat big news if he said, all right, I'm going to vote with the Democrats on all the procedural matters, but I'm still going to vote the same way I've been voting on all the actual issues. See, the thing is, folks, in the Senate, procedure is half the battle. You can have a majority of people for a bill, but if you don't have 60 votes for that bill, the bill can't move forward. And here's what we know about Specter, and this is why I'm going off. Because Specter said, I'm not changing my vote, for instance, on cloture for the Employee Free Choice Act. He's basically saying, I'm going to continue supporting a filibuster of the Employee Free Choice Act, which leads me to believe that he's not going to change his votes not only on the issues, on the actual underlying bills, but most importantly, he's not going to change his votes on procedure. Very good question. Thanks for the call, Phil.
Okay.
950, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. Make sure to tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m. I'll be debating on both KOA, 850 KOA, and here on AM 760. We're going to simulcast it, a debate between me and Mike Rosen, Colorado's version of Dick Cheney. Sort of a Darth Vader-ish figure. I've never actually met him. I'm a little bit nervous to meet him. He does have that sort of, I read his columns and I listen to his show, and he's got a Vader-ish kind of persona. So we'll see if I can be the Luke Skywalker tomorrow. 303-713-7600. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Traffic is back into shape in the metro, looking pretty good on all the major freeways. Had a late crash out on I-25 around 88th, but speeds are improving through that stretch. Got a couple problems in the high country. You may see some smoke up around Copper Mountain. Got a controlled burn up there, but people are slowing down, taking a look. Also got some delays due to construction both ways between Georgetown and Silver Plume. Expect delays of up to 20 minutes as they're stopping traffic up there. Your forecast, mostly sunny, breezy, and warm. High near 75 currently. 63 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Whether you're a business owner or a corporate CFO, your goal is the bottom line. With the full range of distinctive products and services, Colorado State Bank and Trust can help your business succeed. Call 303-863-4478. Long live your money. Member FDIC.
When extreme talk show hosts say that he wants another attack on the United States, I think that's shameful.
Well, you might think it's shameful, Mr. McCain. I think it's the truth.
When your allergies hit, hit back with new Claritin Liquid Gels, now available at CVS Pharmacy. Claritin Liquid Gels capsules are the first and only non-drowsy allergy medicine with pure liquid power, releasing a wave of relief for your itchy, watery eyes, sneezing, and runny nose. Depend on Claritin Liquid Gels and live Claritin Clear. This week, CVS Pharmacy Extra Care Card members can save on Claritin Liquid Gels. CVS Pharmacy, for all the ways you care. Use as directed.
The tough economy doesn't need to affect your business's prosperity. Just maintain your current output while cutting back on fixed costs. Sound impossible? Then you haven't heard of 10 Till 2. 10 Till 2 is the cutting-edge staffing company that specializes in providing businesses just like yours with experienced college-educated part-time employees. No temps, no costly benefits, just skilled professionals. Visit 10till2.com. That's TENTILTWO.com. 10 Till 2. The time is now.
Technology. Every once in a while, a revolutionary product comes along that changes everything.
With the new iPod Shuffle, think zero, as in zero buttons. Yep, user control of the new Shuffle from the main unit to the headphones results in a reduction in size of around 50%. As cool as it sounds, though, there is one small caveat. If you're doing anything other than sitting still, you're going to have trouble grabbing the constantly swaying headphone control.
Inspector Gadget.
Next year's Golden Globes will be televised live across the U.S. for the first time. Organizers say that time differences and leaked videos in the West Coast before the show has even aired meant that it makes more sense to just screen the show live across the country at the same time. 2010's nominations will be revealed on December 15th.
Smart Debtor right now for your free debt review. We were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that when we learned about debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we decided to give everyone who calls now a free debt review. That's right, absolutely free. Just call Smart Debtor now at 800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218 and get the free debt review that everyone should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218. Again, 800-303-9218.
.955, I'm David Sirota filling in here for Jay Marvin. A couple more minutes. Squeeze in as many calls as we can. Sylvia and Aurora. Sylvia.
Hi.
Hi.
I think our dress code could be better for young girls and boys, but I think that one man in the last hour that was so irate about everything should go to Iran or the Taliban and those places where they do focus on their mastery over women and purity and all that stuff. That's the extreme. And I think we have choices in our country, and that's good.
Well, I think we're better than we're more mature, we're more progressive as a society than those societies. But I think you're right. I think it's undeniable, absolutely undeniable, that on issues of sexuality there is this ridiculous double standard in our world and in our culture that says that men can and should be cheered on for their sexuality, and women we have a far more schizophrenic view. We simultaneously say they should be chaste, as in chaste, but also that they should be hypersexualized by a pornographied pop culture. Thanks for the call. Joe in Boulder. Joe.
Yeah, David?
Yes.
I just wanted to get on the capital punishment situation just to reemphasize the fact that a Republican, Governor Ryan, who was a staunch supporter of the capital punishment system, saw enough convincing evidence from the Northwestern study to conclude that up to 1 in 7, 14% of people on his death row were there unjustly and therefore suspended.
Yes, and that's why that conservative Republican governor put the moratorium in place. Thanks for reminding us, Joe. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
All right, last call of the day. Ed and Parker. Ed.
Hi, Dave. Really enjoy what you're doing and look forward to tomorrow's program.
Thanks.
One question, one comment. The question has to do with closure. The understanding that I have is that Sprechter will vote no, let's say, on the free choice bill. But before that, vote.
No. He said explicitly he's not changing his vote on cloture. That's right.
In other words,
he's going to continue supporting the effort, effectively supporting the filibuster.
Well, okay. That's what I didn't know.
Yeah, it's not that he's changing his vote on EFCA. It's that he's voting procedurally for the filibuster of it. I got to run, man.
Okay.
This has been the J. Marvin Show, and I still am David Sirota. Tune in tomorrow. Make sure, at least, if not for the whole show, then at 9 a.m., I'm going up against Colorado's Dick Cheney, Colorado's Darth Vader, Mike Rosen on 850 KOA, and here on AM 760 to debate Barack Obama's first 100 days. I'll need, in the first couple hours, for you to help psych me up. Until then, I'm going to be on my sandals and on my patio.
Did you know that virtually all replacement windows are tested and rated for energy efficiency before they are offered for sale to the public?
Don't open just any door. Open the door to your dream home with the Century 21 Path to Your Dream sweepstakes. One winner will get the chance to win $221,000 towards a new home. Go to century21.com/sweepstakes to enter.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older and legal U.S. resident to enter. Void in Kansas, Missouri, New Jersey, Oklahoma, Rhode Island. Details at century21.com/sweepstakes. Odds only depend on number of entries. Since May 16th, each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
You know, Memorial Day coming up. Here's a thought. Let's take a break from the economy and put it in the rearview mirror with a road trip. Start by heading over to Advance Auto Parts, where they've got 5 quarts of Pennzoil or Quaker Steak.